You're listening to Morning Sedition, presented by AirAmericaPlace.com. If you enjoy these downloads, please consider making a small donation. Even a $1 monthly donation will go a long way to keep our web service free from advertising. Click Donate on the Air America Place homepage to find out how.
Mark Maron at 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition. Yes, here we are. How come my little toy isn't working? Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings, and queens. Why don't they talk about the issues? We're fighting for our lives here. It's Morning Sedition. Thank God. How are you, Mark Riley?
I'm doing great.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we're back. I'm so excited. I'm awake. I'm alive. I was in Mexico for a week, and I'm not bragging, but I was there.
You were there.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know how much I can go into it, but...
Go ahead, go into it.
A lot of things happened. I got to focus here. I'm all worked up. I'm already jammed on M&Ms. I've already drinking all my coffee. I've drank. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Did you bring any mariachi music back?
Only in my heart. My heart is filled with mariachi music. I wish it was that romantic. I mean, we had a great time, and it was beautiful. But you know when you go on a beautiful vacation, there's always those few things that sort of undermine it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we stayed at bed and breakfasts, which are nice. Bed and breakfasts are great. We were in Huatulco, which is an isolated point, a beach out in on the Pacific coast of mid-Mexico in the Oaxaca province, I guess, or country.
Okay.
State of
State.
Oaxaca. And it was beautiful, and the bed and breakfast was beautiful. But when you stay at a bed and breakfast, you've got to deal with the owners of the bed and breakfast, the people whose house you're basically staying in.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that they were bad people, but, you know, they were actually very nice people. Rick and Brooke were very, very, very sweet, but you do get the feeling.
Rick and Brooke?
Yes. It's
expats, I take it.
Yes,
not homegrown Mexicans.
Canadian expats, bro. Who
really?
Like, yeah, it's very weird to hear people who are sort of, you know, bitter about Canada. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? People are like, yeah, I'm never going back to Canada. But I thought Canada was heaven, where everybody got treated for any ailment they have, and it rains pharmaceuticals every day. Look, it's raining Valium, free Valium. You never think that Canada's some horrible place, right? But they were very nice, and the place was clean. It was beautiful. It had a pool, and you have almost like a private beach. But you do get the feeling. The one thing you get when you stay at a hotel is if you make a mess in the room, who cares?
You know what
I mean? It's part of
being. That's what they got maids for.
Exactly. But when you make a mess at a bed and breakfast, you're like, uh-oh, what if Brooke finds this? I mean, now you're probably wondering, well, what did you do in the hotel room?
Yeah,
you
know, really?
No, nothing really. But you have this awareness.
Spilled some M&Ms on the floor, did you?
A little bit. So... that big M&M party, me and my wife. Not an S&M party, an M&M party. But that's the thing, is that, like, you get this feeling that you're staying in someone else's house, and when she's walking you around, she's, you know, it's very clear that, like, here are the boundaries, this is where you can go, where you can't go, mm-hmm. Don't use this faucet like that, or else the whole pump will blow up. You know, when you get a lecture in, you know, when you're about to go into your room, it's like, do not flush anything, like, down the toilet, because our pump is very sensitive. Even Kleenex can clog our pump. So now you're sitting there going, oh, my God, you know, what if we back up the entire plumbing system, we're going to break down the entire house, and But anyways, there was an earthquake. We were there, there was a couple tremors. There's a lot of things I'm going to go into, but, you know, we have to talk about the issues.
Wait a minute. These tremors, this really did happen.
I am so sensitive to that stuff because I was in L.A. years ago in that big one. The last big earthquake. Yeah. I was there on some sort of press junket for a show I was doing at the time on Comedy Central. I was staying in the St. James Hotel, which is now the Argyle, which was the Hollywood Tower. The Argyle apartment building. It's that place right on Sunset Boulevard. It's this Art Deco sort of monologue.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
The Comedy Store.
Yeah.
I was on the 8th floor of that place when that earthquake happened. And it's so funny, when an earthquake happens, my first response, that the whole place was shaking, and you wake up, and you have that moment like, why am I awake? And then all of a sudden you hear it. You hear the sounds of things on the walls sort of tinkling and kind of like doing that. Then you hear the creaking of the building. Then you actually hear the sound of plates, the earth's plates shifting. And it's this multi-layered sort of metaphor for, like, where do I go? You know, because there's no place to go. You know what I mean? You're just sitting there.
You know what that's called?
What?
Tectonics.
Tectonic plates, right?
Yes.
Well, the weird thing is when an earthquake happens, you're sort of like, well, how long is this going to go on for? Can I go back to sleep?
Yeah.
You're like, no, put your pants on, get out. But there were a couple tremors. I woke up and I was very sensitive to them. I was scared, and I thought that the entire bed and breakfast was going to slide down the slope into the little beach.
And that'd be the end of the two of you.
And Brooke and Rick would be like, I can't believe you guys did this.
Yeah.
It's
your fault.
How could you have broken our bed and breakfast? But there's a lot of stuff I need to talk about in terms of Mexico. I mean, I ate grasshoppers.
I ate grasshoppers.
I didn't get sick until the final period, the final couple of days in Mexico. But I swear to God, by the time I left Mexico, ready to leave Mexico. I was ready to go. Like, I had this nausea.
I guess eating grasshoppers, I'd be ready to leave Mexico.
And we had a drive from Huatulco to Oaxaca. We were going to fly, but we screwed up and missed a plane, and there were no planes that we could get within 3 days. And we had another plan to go to this other part, to the city of Oaxaca. So we had to rent a car and drive through this mountain. There was an avalanche that, you know, on the mountain, and we couldn't get through because the road was covered with rocks and a boulder. It was all very exciting.
Oh, man, I would have turned right back around and gotten the next thing smoking.
Yeah.
You know, no, because avalanches on cliffs, No.
Well, that's the thing. I pull up, and I'm like, what's this traffic jam? Because there's no other road, man. You can't go back. If you're going to turn around, you got to go back 2 hours. Back to Huatulco or one of the other cities there. So it's like, what's going to happen? Because the road was completely covered with rocks. I'm like, we're screwed. This is it. It wasn't meant to be. We weren't supposed to go to the city of Oaxaca. And then a bulldozer came out of nowhere.
And moved everything?
Yeah, and there was, like, people who live. There's all these indigenous people still living in the mountains of the state of Oaxaca that sell bananas, and it's I couldn't believe it. It was mind-blowing to me. And the one thing I did learn about Mexico is in rural areas, every business looks like a firework stand. That, like, because there's this point where you drive down the highway, like, hey, fireworks! Oh, no, dentist.
Uh-oh.
You know?
Oh, wow.
Like, every storefront looks like a fireworks stand. And then Oaxaca was... It was tremendous, but, you know, I didn't learn that you don't eat mole sauce.
You know, why not?
Well, Mexicans only eat it for breakfast and lunch, because if you eat it at night, you have a long, painful night of, like, tossing and turning, because it's almost undigestible. It literally takes 2 business days to digest mole sauce.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what's in it. I don't know. It's so complicated. There's chocolates. There's millions of spices. And, like, for 2 nights, I ate it, like, for dinner, and I couldn't understand why I couldn't sleep and why all I could do is sit there. And for one night, the mole caused me to go over every shameful moment in my life.
Really?
You know, starting at, like, age 4.
Would they,
like,
put some acid in the mole?
I don't know what it was. It was the mystical blend of chocolates and spices and the weird, you know, spirituality of the Oaxacan indigenous people really made me reevaluate my entire life. Maybe it was just because I was on vacation. But given the time, Riley, my wife was sleeping. I'm sitting there. My stomach's about to explode, and I'm feeling guilty for, you know, for making fun of this girl in second grade.
Wow.
It was powerful, man. It was quite a vacation.
Now, were you, when it got to be Saturday, Sunday, were you ready to come back? Tell the truth.
Yeah, I was ready to come back. You get scary in Mexico.
No anxiety, though. I mean, I'm not talking about Mexico now. I'm talking about coming back here.
No, I was excited to get back to work, and I did not even check my email or read a newspaper or watch a television for a week, and I felt completely out of touch. And it turns out that the only thing that I really missed was that, you know, John Kerry finally decided to react to something that was an insult to him. It took him weeks to finally stand up to these morons who were doing nothing but, you know, drag his name through the mud. And then we're going to talk about that, obviously. And then I get back in here, and what the hell's going on in here?
I don't know. It looks like we've got a red state, blue state extravaganza with all kinds of camera light, Klieg lights in here.
Well,
and none of it's for us.
Nah, it's for me. I'm doing a show called Dead Air on the Sundance Channel. And this is amazing. The Sundance Channel. And let me tell you something. If I can't make fun of Rankin, and if you're going to get upset about that out there in the world of our listeners, like, I know Rankin's a great guy, but you got to be in the studio right now and see what we have to deal with. We're the morning crew. We get in here. Our computers are all screwed up. There's lights hanging everywhere. The air conditioner isn't working. They've reconfigured the lighting in the studio. And the funny thing is, it's like, it's not even done well. This is Sundance Channel. The set is like, they've done a little collage of cutouts and construction paper on the wall. So if you're watching the show and at any point you go, wow, look at how that studio looks. It looks nothing like that. They've taken all the integrity out of the studio, which was not much to begin with. You know, it was just a bulletin board. But now they put these little pictures up with these little...
Or John Kerry, Donald Rumsfeld looking like he's pulling a unicorn horn out of the center of his head.
But dig these, under each one they've got little red and blue talk balloons that are empty out of, like, cut poster board. Hey, man, the budget on this must be as good as the budget on Air America's publicity. How about that?
Hey, we got a publicity guy now. Don't knock him.
Dude, there was an article in the New York Times. It was all about comedy and Bush, and Air America was not mentioned once. That was a publicity disaster. How could we have not been involved with that? What is our publicity team doing here at Air America? Are they busy carrying out Franken's
Well,
bags?
He's only been on for a week.
Huh?
He's only been on since we went on vacation.
We've been on the air for 3 months, and I'm not bitter, but you know what? This publicity here sucks. And
wait a minute. 3 months? Is that? Is it been? No, we've been on 4 months.
4 months. 4 months. Where are the articles about Mark and Mark? Nowhere. Why?
No.
Am I bitter? I'm not bitter.
I like to fly below the radar, though. You get away with more stuff when you fly below the radar. You of all people should know that.
Yeah, I don't mind flying below the radar. But, you know, at some point, it's sort of like, here we are. We're going out into new markets. Hey, good morning, San Diego.
San Diego and Ann Arbor.
Yeah, if you're up at 3 in the morning where we're going live into San Diego. Ann Arbor, I think we're going on at 6 o'clock their time, which
is
great.
Yeah, regular time. And, you know, this is University of Michigan territory out there, you know. This
great,
is it's a great town, great people. I've spent a little bit of quality time out there some years ago, and you know, there's nothing quite like going out there like the Friday before a Michigan game, a Michigan home game, when the entire city of Ann Arbor, it seems like, goes straight into the stadium.
It's great. I used to do comedy there. It was one of the great comedy places.
Oh, yeah.
The Main Street Comedy Club, and hopefully I'll go back there now that we're in town over there. Looking forward to it. But look, these Swiftboat Veterans for Truth dudes.
I'm so sick of it. Let me tell you something. I don't want to cut loose on them now, man, because me and you are going to have to compete for cutting loose on this whole thing, because the Swiftboat people are bad enough, but Kerry's response to it has not been great.
I mean, come on. It's like, well, don't do caucus it. Don't Al Gore it. You're a veteran. Show him. Let's do it. We'll come back with the ad after this on Air America Radio. Maybe. Soon. We're going out.
Any minute now.
I feel it.
Stop whining. That's what head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Tom Donahue, told workers who just lost their high-tech jobs to overseas outsourcing. Stop whining. Analysts say this is just the beginning. Millions of more jobs could be lost in the next few years. But it's good for the U.S. economy, according to Donahue. Good for the U.S. economy? Are they kidding? These high-tech jobs were supposed to be the jobs of the future. Jobs with good pay and good benefits. Now, millions are at risk. That's why we, the Communications Workers of America, are doing something about it. We're fighting to end tax breaks that encourage companies to ship our jobs overseas. We're helping tech workers organize so they have strength at the bargaining table when it comes to salary, health care and pension benefits, and working conditions. Learn more at techsunite.org, because America's future is on the line. A message from the Communications Workers of America, the Union for the Information Age, and proud supporter of Air America.
Get ready, the revolution is about to start. The revolution begins on August 24th when Artemis Records will release the all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle. The revolution starts now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can pre-order the CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss The Revolution. Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records will be on sale August 24th, but you can listen and order it today at www.airamericaradio.com.
Now.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system
really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and Free is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and Free at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Yes, 20 past the hour. Creedence Clearwater Revival. That was one of the first tapes I ever had. Back in the
group. Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
That's for sure, you shameless turd. I called him a turd. Oh, no, I'm going down.
Yep. They're on their way up in the elevator,
hey,
all right?
Man, I am not afraid of this administration. Hey. All right, so these Swift Boat douchebags, I mean, Swift Boat veterans for truth.
Yeah, whatever.
Did I use the word douchebag? No.
You used the word truth. That's even worse.
Shelley Lewis is going to write me a bold typed email about the use of the word douchebag.
All caps.
What about people who do that, the all cap thing? What is that about?
No. Let me tell you something about all caps, because I used to do it.
Yeah.
When I first started out in radio and I was writing news, news was written in all caps. You just did it that way. You put the thing on all caps, you hit everything, so you don't have to go up and down.
But here's what I see. When I read all caps and it says, you know, when it says, Mark, could you please, all I see is, Mark, could you please? that's how I read it. I just read it as somebody yelling at me.
I know, but it's not always meant that way.
I know, E-wheels.
If you got a journalism background, you should get a free pass because you probably learned how to type in all caps.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. When I first started, show you how ancient I am.
Yeah.
When I first started, I was sitting at a desk, and I was getting ready to write a newscast, right? Yeah. Write my first news story. So I start writing out in longhand. So this guy, one of the guys in the newsroom, walks up behind me. Wayne Gilman can verify this for our news person. And they started laughing. I said, what's so funny, man? No, you can't write this. You have to type. I had never typed anything before in my entire life. I said, wait a minute, man. I don't know how to type. So, okay, here's how you type. You put the paper in, hit the control button. That makes it all caps.
Yeah.
So I started learning how to type in all caps.
All right, then I'll let her off the hook.
Yeah, let her off the hook.
Isn't it interesting when you learn things, those embarrassing moments where you have to learn, where you know, because you're like me. You walk in thinking you know everything about everything, and you want everyone to believe that, you know, like, ah, this guy's got it together. He knows exactly what's going on. And then you just start doing it wrong, and everyone laughs at you, and then you're like, oh, no. And you take the hit, and you have to learn. I mean, that's how I learned how to have sex. But But, folks, what I'm saying...
We don't want to know who taught you. Thank you.
Oh, it took a girl named Lauren.
Hey,
yeah. Hey, so, but I never really learned to have it until my wife.
Yes, who's streaming on the internet as we speak.
Oh, thank God I got that in.
Okay. Do you think we could get the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth on a stream somewhere out of here?
Oh, man, dude, this new ad is brutal. It's a little taste of completely evil genius, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And the way it's, let's play it and then deconstruct it.
Let's do that,
Tim.
They had personally raped, cut off ears, cut off heads.
The accusations that John Kerry made against the veterans who served in Vietnam was just devastating.
Randomly shot at civilians.
And it hurt me more than any physical wounds I had.
Cut off limbs, blown up bodies.
That was part of the torture, was to sign a statement that you had committed war crimes.
Razed villages in fashion reminiscent of Genghis Khan.
John Kerry gave the enemy for free what I and many of my comrades in North Vietnam.
I'm sorry we're playing this whole thing. Keep going. I think it's important, but
it demoralized us.
Crimes committed on a day-to-day basis.
He betrayed us in the past. How could we be loyal to him now?
Ravaged the countryside of South Vietnam.
He dishonored his country and
let's be loyal to a guy that was anti-military service.
Swift Boat Veterans for Truth is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Okay, now before we go any further, let's start here.
Yeah.
Don't blog us. Don't email us. Don't say anything. If we say that this ad is effective, we are not saying we're not selling out Kerry. We are not pro-Bush, none of that.
This goes to the core of what Thomas Frank calls the backlash. This goes to the core. This is really exploring the heart of what contemporary conservatism is built on. Everything that the cultural language of conservatism is built on right now is a reaction to the cultural dialogue of the 60s, of the protest generation, that the think tanks that went into action in the early 70s as a response to the protests of the 60s is why we have Rush Limbaugh. It's why we have the cultural language of the right. It's why we have, you know, things like all the language that, you know, George Lakoff talks of. What's a good example of one of those buzz lines that conservatives always use? Whining liberal.
Whining liberal.
All these labels that have become the cultural dialogue is all in reaction to the fact that they never again wanted there to be a dominant cultural dialogue about anti-capitalism or about anti-war. And this goes right to the heart of that. It makes Kerry out to be an elitist, liberal, communist, unpatriotic person.
Mm-hmm.
And the structure of it is pure evil genius. And the credibility of it is completely false. The intent of that speech he made to the Senate was in sympathy for the veterans. It was in order to get, you know, more attention to what veterans went through.
Mm-hmm.
And they've completely taken it out of context and done this nasty thing with it.
Of course they've taken it out of context, Mark, because who would have thought 35 years ago that somebody would have deconstructed this particular speech to have this kind of effect?
Well, they would have thought that Kerry, 35 years ago, was actually looking ahead to his political career,
right? No, what these folks are doing with this, and we're going to get into this throughout the morning today in terms of some of the flip-flops that a lot of these swift boat vets have come up with, and the people who are standing by who served with John Kerry to discredit what the swift boat people are saying. But the bottom line here is that polling is showing that the ads are having an effect, that veterans are turning away from John Kerry as they begin to hear the substance of this ad, and particularly the first ad as well, which has already been on.
Yeah.
And it creates a situation, I think, that cried out for an immediate response that we didn't hear from John Kerry, quite frankly.
Yeah. No, absolutely. The thing is like this, the effectiveness of this ad is the sound sculpting around the old audio text of Kerry speaking. You know, they put pauses in, they sculpted it, and they montaged it in a way that really it's just dripping with something almost evil on an audio level. It's horrendous. And the effect that it's having is it's triggering these people who have these sympathies to begin with. And it makes me nervous. It makes me nervous that Kerry's response was not more forthright. He didn't mobilize more veterans around him on his side. I mean, these guys were running around saying, we got 250,000 signatures and all this stuff. We'll play Kerry's response, and then we're going to have to bolster it with our own feelings.
Yeah, we're going to play Kerry's response because it's important to hear how the campaign is dealing with these kinds of attacks. The fact that this has just become a huge national story, it's unbelievable. Still to come, the presidential palm pilot, the liberal agenda, Terror Watch, and that new John Kerry ad, all here on Air America Radio.
There's a terrible affliction plaguing Americans. It's our number one emotional problem, the failure of relationships, dating, and marriage. At Theradate.com, we're a group of licensed and certified mental health professionals who have decided to do something about it. A revolutionary matching and compatibility system, originally available only for use by therapists, is now available to the general public. Theradate.com is not a casual dating site. It does not use personality profiles or other pop psychology gimmicks. It is a matching system utilizing over 80 years of psychological research. We ask questions the way therapists do to get to know their patients. We ask the questions that truly determine who is the best match for you. Theradate.com is now accepting free registration for a limited time. Log on to Theradate.com to try Theradate's unique matching system for free. If you're tired of being alone and truly want to bond with someone for life, log on to Theradate.com. That's Theradate.com. For a limited time, it's free to join our totally unique service.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. New overtime rules pushed by the Bush administration are in full effect as of today. There's widespread disagreement on what they mean. The Labor Department says no more than 107,000 workers will lose overtime eligibility because of the changes. A Washington think tank says, however, some 6 million workers will lose benefits and only a few will get new rights to extra pay for working more than 40 hours a week. Late word on voting activity by Floridians with New York roots gives new meaning to the 2000 presidential contest. A published report says some 46,000 people are registered in both New York and Florida to vote in this upcoming election. Apparently, election officials in both states have yet to address the issue. Independent journalist Micah Garin is a free man this morning. He was in the hands of militant insurgents in Iraq for close to 10 days. Garin says he wants to remain in Iraq for now to finish his work. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
Do you have trouble falling asleep? You get a full night's sleep but still wake up tired? You wake up with aches and pains? Answering yes means you need to change the way you sleep. Hi, I'm David Spillo of Dormia, announcing the grand opening of our newest showroom at the Garden State Plaza. Dormia uses modern sleep technology and the finest materials to create the most advanced sleep systems ever. NASA-developed memory foam for pressure relief, 100% pure Belgian latex for orthopedic support, and the finest European quilted covers for comfort and breathability. Dormia mattresses and adjustable beds are the most comfortable, luxurious, and healthiest beds you can buy. Now, during our grand opening sale, all mattresses at all stores have been reduced and include free delivery and installation. Also, qualified buyers receive no interest, no payment financing until 2005. So, try a Dormia and start sleeping better. Dormia at the Palisades Center, the Poughkeepsie Galleria, the Galleria Crystal Run in Middletown, the Danbury Fair Mall, the Crossgates Mall in Albany, the Willowbrook Mall, and now open at the Garden State Plaza.
Look, kid, are you sure you want me to tattoo Air America Radio onto your forehead?
Yes, I do. Stop! Don't let this happen to you. Now you can let people know you're an Air America listener without painfully disfiguring yourself. Log on to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner for t-shirts, hats, boxer shorts, barbecue aprons, and more.
Ow! What's that address again?
That's AirAmericaRadio.com. Wear the air.
The Majority Report.
Michael Moore is with us.
You guys are in the middle of this talk radio thing here, mostly right-wingers, and they're all day long going, and that is it's the sound of a dying dinosaur, because they know their days are numbered.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
You walk out here and you look at Air America, and everybody's just so, hey, how's it going? Happy and chipper. And you look all around us, all the sour faces.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Here we go. We're breaking in a new board guy.
Yep.
It's Mark Maron here. That's Mark Riley.
Hi.
We're on Morning Sedition. This is Air America Radio. Chris is out on vacation. Is that where Chris is? Hey, Chris is, yeah.
Kalo's in Vegas, Kalo, man.
Our usual board op is in Vegas, so bear with us. We're moving through. We're training Tim. We're breaking him in.
Tim is cool, though.
You doing all right?
Tim is all right.
He's got that weird smile of a panicked guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's cool. Oh, my God. So many buttons. I'm not in school anymore.
That's anyway. Okay. If you break it, you own it.
All right, let's get on with it. Ramon just got me this. Apparently, he's having the greatest time. He's moved a bunk bed into the Oval Office because no one's there. Here we go. Here's the presidential schedule for today. 8 o'clock a.m., wake up in Crawford. Stay on message. I'm a moderate. Always was a moderate. I like people. I'm compassionate for the next 2 weeks anyway. 8:55 a.m., annual meeting with the Secretary of Defense and the Defense Policy and Program Teams. Though, to be honest, now that the war in Iraq is over, we don't have much to talk about. Checkers? Anyone? Checkers. 9:30 a.m., work on convention speech. Throw in all that compassion crap. I love minorities, blah, blah. I love New York, blah, blah. We have to come together, blah, blah. Relief for the middle class. Note, don't actually say blah, blah. 11 a.m., work on video presentation of my greatest accomplishments in office. Must stretch this to 2 minutes. Turn music way up. 12 noon, continue nationwide search for young charismatic black Republican to make convention speech. Pay him whatever he wants. 1 p.m., call Arnold. Ask for line reading of I'll be back. 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 2 p.m., daily meeting with Dirty Tricks Task Force. New project, assemble group of prostitutes to record Hookers Against Teresa Hines Carey soundbite. Quote, I peddled my ass on the same corner as Teresa Hines Carey for 4 years. She ain't no lady, much less a first lady. 9 p.m., s'mores. 11 p.m., bedtime. Think happy thought. The Terminator works for me. I'll be back. I'll be back. I'll be back. Glad I've got a week to practice. I think I'm sweating out the last bit of Mexico. There's a weird odor emitting from my body right now, and I think it might be the grasshoppers. Dude, I was eating grasshopper tacos like I was king of the world. The next day, the thought of even, you know, insects of any kind completely. I can't believe I ate them because they eat the grasshopper. Anyways, let's not do this now. We'll get
it's the mole, trust me.
The mole is one thing, but these people eat grasshoppers, and I'm not judging them because I ate them. They boil these baby grasshoppers that only feed on alfalfa, and they just scoop them up, and they fry them up with a little onion and a little oil, and they put them right in tacos with some tomatoes and stuff, and they just snack on them, and at some point, you just buckle. It's like living in a heroin neighborhood. Eventually, you're going to...
You're going to start shooting.
Yeah, you're going to judge for a while and be like, why are all these people so excited about this? You know, I'm not saying me or you, but, you know...
Nah.
But anyway, so the grasshoppers, eventually you're like, I'm not going to eat them. It's ridiculous. I mean, and then at some point you go, all right, just give me...
Were they crunchy?
No, they weren't because that was the scary thing. I thought they were just going to be fried beyond recognition, but they're not. It's not like those ones you get in the chocolate at Pier 1 Imports when you're a kid.
Yeah.
It's something different. These are, you know, they're baby grasshoppers. You can see what they are. All right? They're not crunchy. They're actually,
tender.
Yeah. And they were tasty and everything, but when I started getting nauseous the next day, I was like, oh, man, why do you eat grasshoppers? You know, and you can't even be surprised.
You know what's going to happen now, don't you?
After you eat a plateful of grasshoppers, Riley, you can't wake up in the morning and go, why do I feel weird? There's none of that questioning going on. All right, talking about the issues?
You know what's going to happen now?
What?
My daughter listens to this show.
She's going to want some grasshoppers.
My daughter and several of her good friends listen to this show. Okay. I'm going to now have to come home and explain for an hour why Marc Maron eats grasshoppers. She's going to want to know.
Hey, when in Rome, eat some grasshoppers. Hey, we can't be chipper. Let's get back into the game face here.
All right.
We've got some, okay. Carrie's response to the Swift Boat ad was like maybe dignified, but it lacked a little nasty. Can we hear it?
Sure. I'm John Kerry, and I approve this message.
American soldiers are fighting in Iraq. Families struggle to afford health care. Jobs heading overseas.
Yes.
Instead of solutions, George Bush's campaign supports a front group attacking John Kerry's military record.
That's
true. Attacks called smears, lies. Senator McCain calls them dishonest.
Yes.
Bush smeared John McCain 4 years ago. Now he's doing it to John Kerry.
Yeah.
George Bush denounced the smear. Get back to the issues. America deserves better.
And you suckers are going to pay. What? Where was that? Where was the punch? Where was the sort of like, come on, bring it, you dummies. You're just bitter, aren't you? Because I have the heart and the nerve and the nads to question authority, to question the integrity of the Vietnam War. These guys are just bitter because they feel John Kerry misrepresented them by being critical of the Vietnam War. How can you not be critical of the Vietnam War?
What should he have done differently? And not so much in terms of what he said back then, but in terms of how he's not just the ad, how he's fighting this thing. What do you think he should have done differently? Should he have gone on the attack earlier? The minute they showed their faces, should he try to cut their legs off out from under? What should he have done?
Well, it was delicate. It was delicate timing. But, I mean, clearly what's going on is a lot of the credibility of any of these guys, if any of them have any. I mean, first of all, O'Neill was a Nixon stooge. Mm-hmm. He was a guy that Nixon sicked on Kerry in the early 70s, back when the reason Kerry was a threat initially was that he wasn't the regular type of protester. He was a guy that waited laid things out that had was a decorated war veteran and was critical. He was a real threat because he knew that that war was wrong.
Yes.
And so that's why he was a threat, because they couldn't just make him out to be a hippie boy. He was actually a guy that had some experience and that weighed this stuff out from a place of wisdom.
So why would a guy like that have to be rocked back on his heels by this story? That's the problem. Why does John Kerry now have to defend what he did and the speech
that he
gave?
It's exactly what they wanted. It's exactly what
I know.
Because they're playing on a conspiracy that a good bulk of the Republican voting base believes, because they're delusional, narrow-minded, mystical thinkers who actually believe a liberal conspiracy is what's giving them colitis.
All right, but let's go down each and every one of these guys and talk about their service or lack of it. I'm talking about not just Bush. Everybody in that cabinet that collaborated on this Iraq war, because they sent people off to die.
Yeah, and none of them went on their own. Well, I think that Rumsfeld...
Rumsfeld may have gone.
Let's go after a couple of these Swiftboat guys that have proven to be completely discreditable, as all of them are, when we come back on Air America Radio.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Blah, 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 blah.
44 past the hour, morning edition. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley right there. We're dealing. Everything's going pretty good, I think, for our first day back from vacation. One of our producers, Brendan, engaged.
Yes.
Engaged on vacation.
Congratulations.
Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman of New Jersey, was set up over vacation.
Yeah.
Set up on many levels. Set up on a blind date. Then turns out that the blind date was a set up for that MTV show, whatever it's called.
Boiling Point, I think.
Boiling Point, yeah. Chris LoPresto, of course, in Vegas. Maybe Chris will call us from Vegas. Like, I'd love to get that call. I'm in trouble.
I lost all my money.
Can you guys send some money? Larson, Smarty Pants Larson in the booth, of course, on vacation. Acted like he did nothing, but I'm sure every day he was in contact with the blog. This is a guy, our producer, Jonathan Larson, who used to say, you can't take these emails seriously, but the guy, I think, is up in the middle of the night going, oh, man, the bloggers are sending brownies. Well, how am I going to talk to the bloggers? I got to wonder how
they're doing. And where are the brownies?
He's just, like, sitting there blogging away in the middle of the night. So before we get into our Swiftboat discussion, which we keep putting, first, let's hear our Swiftboat ad, because that always makes me happy.
If you have any question about what John Kerry's made up, just spend 3 minutes with the men who served with him.
John Kerry?
He bad.
John Kerry bad.
I don't like him.
John Kerry bad.
John Kerry loses.
Me no like John Kerry.
He not good.
John Kerry's my poop.
Fire truck.
John Kerry not good.
Kerry no good.
Bad.
I don't like John Kerry.
John Kerry took my shoe.
Swiftboat Veterans for Truth is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
It still works. It still works. I'm so happy. It was so nice to have vacation because, you know, I'll tell you a story about Louis C.K. that about as far as comedy goes in just a second. Scott in San Diego on our new San Diego affiliate there in the middle of the night. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, I'm your welcoming committee to America's finest city.
All right.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
All one of me.
That's all right. What's on your mind, man?
Well, the Swiftboat guys, I think I've figured out what the deal is with them.
Uh-huh.
First of all, they couldn't get parts for all of them's heads. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's a concern that we need to address there. But the other thing is that no one likes to be part of a mistake.
Right.
And I think most rational people looking at the Vietnam experience will look at it, add it all up, and say, gee whiz, that was a mistake.
Right.
And not only that, it was based on a lie.
Right.
Called the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution.
Yes.
It was like the WMD's argument of the 60s.
Interesting.
You know, never happened the way that, but that's what they sold to the Congress, and the Congress voted, you know, the president, the authority, President Johnson, you know, to go full tilt boogie into Vietnam. And we know the rest of the story. Just look at the wall with the 58,000 names.
Absolutely. You know. So this is coming from sort of a bitter, enforced patriotic denial.
Well, that's pretty much it.
Uh-huh.
No one likes to be part of a mistake.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it, you know, to move it up here to the current time frame.
Yeah.
We were sold a similar bill of goods a couple of years ago in going into Iraq.
Yes.
You know, with the WMD.
Absolutely. I mean,
at least in Cuba, they in October 62, they had pictures of actual things that were a clear and present danger.
Well, but Colin Powell had a little vial of fake stuff.
Yeah, right. But you know what's funny about Scott's call is exactly the conversation that we were having before we came in here.
Yes.
About the whole Vietnam situation being viewed as a mistake, as being wrong.
Right. And these veterans are bitter because there's a type of American thinking. There are really two types. And I don't know if it's liberal or conservative as much as it is as actually democratic, engaging in a debate about all things that have relevance in our culture, in our political, in the climate of America. And there are people that will commit to a lie no matter what in order to maintain what they see as patriotic dignity in the face of any truth that may undermine it to progress democracy. Do you dig what I'm saying?
Oh, you know the latest example of that? This happened while we were on vacation.
What?
Last Sunday in Venezuela.
Yeah.
There was a referendum on the presidency of Hugo Chavez. Not exactly America's best friend, right? All of the opposition down there said, hey, he's going to lose, he's going to lose, he's going to... You know what the final result was?
What?
He won 58% to 42%.
Oh, this is a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing.
And the thing was, the opposition went after Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter goes down there, says the election was fair, and the opposition goes berserk. He must be down, he's biased, he's partisan, it's impossible, the entire vote is a fraud. That's their only response.
And that's what they do, the same thing here. It's the same thing.
Absolutely. Kind
of, we're going to have to get to this ad after that. And actually, it looks like LoPresto's on the phone.
Uh-oh. So
when we come back in a second, we'll do both on Air America Radio.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution begins on August 24th when Artemis Records will release the all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle. The revolution starts now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can pre-order the CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss The Revolution. Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records will be on sale August 24th, but you can listen and order it today at www.airamericaradio.com.
Now.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you are dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at a distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at a distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Such a fine line between being awake and in action at this hour and being high from the hour we come in,
yeah.
You know, when you get to see the sun. And when that song in particular, for some reason, at that moment, I'm just sort of like, I just wanted to hear the whole thing and hang out. Eventually, we're going to talk about this in a deep way, this Swiftfoot ad. But, you know, Chris is on the phone.
J-Lo!
What's up, buddy? Chris.
What's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's
man?
Up, man?
I thought you were in Vegas.
Dude, I leave in a couple of hours, man.
Uh-oh.
We got Tim here trying to look comfortable. It's hilarious. He's sitting there smiling.
I'm not working out.
He's doing good. You're probably sitting at home going, come on, where's the music? All right.
What time is your flight, Kalo?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Go ahead.
How much money are you bringing with you?
Dude, I got $1,000 in 5 separate envelopes. Guarantee you, I'll be down $2,000.
Yeah, I like the whole idea that you know you're going to lose an extra $1,000, yet you still did the envelope thing.
Yeah.
Like okay, if I get to this envelope, I'm going to stop. But already in your head, what's the point of the envelopes?
Well, you know, I have to set a goal for myself. I have to be mature about it. You know?
Ah.
Here's what's going to happen. You know, you're going to be there 2 hours, and you're going to give your ATM card to your girlfriend who's crying. Am I right or what?
You know, you're probably dead on.
All right. Well, look, man, if you get into trouble, make sure you call us. At least, I don't know if we can help you, but we want to hear about it on the air. I think it'd make good radio.
Yeah. Have the Vegas cops give us a buzz if you really get in deep, all right?
Be careful, buddy. Have a good time.
And, dude, you guys have to tell everyone on the radio what happened during your week home, because I woke up late.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll do more at the top of the hour.
Definitely.
All right. Right on, Chris. See you later.
All right, Chris.
That's hilarious. He's got the envelope system. All right, Sal. When I get to this one, that means I'm like, I'm almost in trouble. Yet in his head, he's already spent $1,000 on top of the envelope system.
Yeah.
I'm immediately miserable in Vegas. I cannot go to gamble anywhere.
I don't gamble. I don't gamble, period. And as a result, I detest Vegas. Yeah, I can't stand it.
I'm very happy because I know, you know, as you know, comics, you know, are compulsive people, and I have my compulsions. Mine just happen to be, you know, sex, drugs, and alcohol, the basic ones. I'm not a compulsive spender or a compulsive gambler, but I'm sure if I investigated it, I could be. So
you're one big win away from being compulsive gambler.
Yeah, I guess, but I always feel bad about losing money. And it's not because I'm stingy or anything else. It just seems like, you know, it's fun, you know, that you get the chips and it's not real money. But I'm not one of those guys, like, after I use, you know, $500 worth of fake money, I'm like, you know what? That's $500.
Sure.
You know, I was on Colin Quinn show with Artie Lang, and he's talking about going to Vegas and about being in Atlantic City or Vegas with Norm MacDonald. And they were talking about losing money. Like, dude, I'm like, you lost that much money?
Yeah.
I mean, if I had that much money, I wouldn't work for a couple of months. I mean, you know, for a half a year even.
I've never been able to figure out how guys brag. I mean, Michael Jordan, guy dropped six figures
because
at a gambling table.
It doesn't mean the same to them. When you have that much money, it's like us doing $500 or $1,000, which would make it.
Yeah, but I would feel bad about losing $500 gambling.
If you had $25 million?
Yeah. Well, I still would feel bad because it's not. See, I've always been taught that if you're going to gamble, gamble on yourself. Don't gamble on something that is up to someone else's chance. Where someone else sets the odds for you.
Gamble with things like, sort of like, I wonder if this is good. That's okay. I'll put it into my body to see if I die.
Exactly.
Well, I was going to say about Louis C.K., my buddy, is that like, and about this Art Swift boat advertisement, is that, you know, I like what big state funny. And there was this time, there was this videotape going around of Bob Tilton, the evangelist, and it was somebody had dubbed, he makes a lot of funny faces when he speaks in tongues, and somebody had dubbed, you know, passing gas noises, you know, and every time he made a face, you would have him praying, you'd hear,
yeah.
And it was so hilarious, you know, just to watch it. It based, but hilarious. It was genius. And I was at my friend Louis C.K.'s once, and he's like, I don't want to watch it anymore. I'm going to go in the other room. And I'm like, why? Because I wanted to stay funny.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
So he wanted to, like, he didn't want to wear it out for himself because he wanted to be able to go back to it and still get laughs later. And that was what I was saying about that Swift boat ad. It's like, I just wanted to stay funny for as long as possible because there is a moment where it's just sort of like, oh, well, I guess we got to create a new thing that's funny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the Swift boat people, part of the reason why the Swift boat ad stays is because the story has stayed, and that's sad.
They're playing to this group of people that, you know, this just fits into their entire ideology, that everything's some sort of weird liberal conspiracy, and it's a very dangerous group of people, and they are the core of the voting, I guess you would call it the core Republican voters.
Yeah.
All right, here's our liberal agenda for today. One, checklist for Republican convention. Latex pig mask. Five different T-shirts with disparaging wordplays on the name Bush. Trail mix. Two, stop using insensitive nicknames, alien and predator. Start using their given names, Samantha and Trey. Three, scrutinize Olympic ads for possible subliminal Bush messages. And four, lobby to make one of the presidential debates a poetry slam. Yes. And five, phrase of the day, go up to the most liberal person you know and say, quote, that's fine, I'll defeat Bush myself. You relax, don't trouble yourself. It's only the future of our country, end quote.
There you go.
There you go. What do we got next hour? Bro?
Coming up in the next hour from the WWE, Mick Foley, Bush's convention plans, Vanity Fair's Michael Wolff, Iraq, Birth of a Nation, the Monday job listing, and so much more here on Air America Radio. Stay with us.
Goodyear's Pit Stop Tire Sale, now through August 28th, and save on Goodyear tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $75 cash card. For everyday low prices and up to a $75 cash card, call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Stop and get your Goodyears today. And race in to check out Goodyear's new Assurance brand of passenger tires. Mail-in cash card offer ends August 28th.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the home of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The Bush administration may have some unexpected trouble on its hands from the ranks of labor at the most inopportune time. New rules on overtime are taking effect as of today. Those rules have been pushed by the Bush White House, and business groups who say the old rules were out of date and quite confusing. Administration says only 107,000 workers would be affected, but 1 million gained by the changes. But a Washington-based liberal think tank is saying just the opposite this morning. Economic Policy Institute maintains 6 million workers will lose benefits, and only a few will benefit by the new rules and a 40-hour-plus working environment. There's been a series of multi-million-dollar lawsuits filed in connection with the changes. President Bush already taking heat for the sluggish employment market in recent polls could further alienate the ranks of labor with the overtime rule change. The smackdown continues over the military record of Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. Latest to weigh in on the Swift Bowl controversy is former Republican senator and one-time presidential candidate Bob Dole, who maintains Kerry got an early exit from the Vietnam War duty because of superficial wounds. But Kerry's daughter, Vanessa, has come to the defense of her father in a Face the Nation interview yesterday. She finds the whole argument despicable.
In terms of hearing these things about our father, it's incredibly frustrating just in terms of seeing somebody, sort of the moral character, being attacked. And I think that what upsets me is I just have the question of which wound do you want to see, which scar do you need to see to prove that my father served.
Vanessa Kerry, the daughter of Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry on CBS yesterday, also coming to Kerry's defense over the weekend was an editor with the Chicago Tribune who served with Kerry in Vietnam and declared Kerry was worthy of every accolade received because of his military record. Senate Republican Pat Roberts of Kansas has proposed removing the nation's largest intelligence gathering operations from the Central Intelligence Agency and turn it over to the Pentagon under the jurisdiction of the proposed National Intelligence Director. Roberts' proposal is the most sweeping intelligence plan offered since a series of recommendations by the 9/11 Commission. Roberts says full details were yet to be shared with the Bush White House or with Senate Democrats. Roberts chairs the Senate Committee on Intelligence. Roberts says he's trying to build a consensus around something that's very different and very bold, but Michigan Democratic Senator Carl Levin is not so sure if Roberts is on the right track. Levin argues that the effort should be more bipartisan. And with Election Day just around the corner, there's some disturbing information from New York's Daily News. They say some 46,000 people are registered in both New York and Florida to vote in the upcoming election. The paper discovered that anywhere from 400 to 1,000 people have voted twice in the last election. The paper says elections officials are yet to figure out a foolproof way of preventing that from happening again. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
There's a terrible affliction plaguing Americans. It's our number one emotional problem, the failure of relationships, dating, and marriage. At Theradate.com, we're a group of licensed and certified mental health professionals who have decided to do something about it. A revolutionary matching and compatibility system, originally available only for use by therapists, is now available to the general public. Theradate.com is not a casual dating site. It does not use personality profiles or other pop psychology gimmicks. It is a matching system utilizing over 80 years of psychological research. We ask questions the way therapists do to get to know their patients. We ask the questions that truly determine who is the best match for you. Theradate.com is now accepting free registration for a limited time. Log on to Theradate.com to try Theradate's unique matching system for free. If you're tired of being alone and truly want to bond with someone for life, log on to Theradate.com.
That's Theradate.com. For a limited time, it's free to join our totally unique service.
Are you a Giants fan in Cowboys territory? Are you a Dolphins fan who feels like a fish out of water? Are you a Rams fan butting heads in Steelers country? Relax. With Sirius Satellite Radio, you can listen with pride to the entire NFL every week, everywhere. And now Sirius is available at Radio Shack. No more hiding in the back of the sports bar like a wounded animal getting peppered by beer nuts. Mr. NFL Nomad, this is your world. Sirius Satellite Radio, now at Radio Shack.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Randy Rhodes.
Wherever Kerry goes, Bush is gonna go. You know what this reminds me of? Because I was a pimply little girl, and I got beat up a lot. And wherever I would go, the girls that wanted to beat me up, they would go too. Just to intimidate you. The Bush administration is doing that to Kerry. And you know what happens when you stand up to a bully? They all of a sudden freak out. They've lost control over you. And that's why I want him to stand up so bad. Al Gore did the same thing. We don't have to dignify it with an answer. Yes, you do.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. You're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour, and this is Morning Sedition.
Yes, we're back from vacation. My brain is about to explode. There's so much in my brain right now. I had to, like, reprogram it because I was away. I didn't read any papers. I didn't watch any television. I was in Mexico dealing with Mexico. I was having a nice time, a long put-off honeymoon with my new wife. We had a beautiful time, but I was talking about eating grasshoppers, which I did, because that's what you do eventually when you're in Oaxaca. And there was a progressive nauseousness setting in, because I really started to believe that I didn't get a really bad sickness, but I did start to feel that there was something about... what am I trying to say, Mark? Here's what I'm trying to say.
Grasshoppers are gross. That's what you're trying to say.
I love food, and I like to try food. We went to these markets, and there's all these different types of Mexican foods I'd never seen before. Hundreds of thousands of different kinds of chilies, different kinds of cheeses. The Oaxaca cheese was very interesting. We had some really good food, but there was this one market when we got to Oaxaca City where, like, in my head, you know, you think Mexico, and there's part of you that thinks, like, you know, you can't drink the water, don't eat the ice, you know, they're just, their standards are different, their hygiene standards are different. And I was in this market, and, like, we're walking through with the woman who owned the second bed and breakfast. She's giving us a tour, you know, and showing us all these different indigenous people that come down, these descendants of the Mesotecs and the Zapotecs and the dietary. Some of them, you know, integrate worms into their chilies. You know, I didn't know all this stuff, but there's part of me that's sort of like, well, that sounds interesting. Let me try it. If people eat it, you know, somewhere, I'd like to eat it. You know, I'd like to try it.
And well, you've got guts.
I do, but apparently not. I may have guts, but I'm not a smart person. I'm walking through, and she's giving us this tour, and I didn't know in the back of my head I was supposed to realize that, like, dude, don't eat at this market. You know, they don't purify anything. These people come down from the mountains, and they, you know, they may have adapted to these ancient protozoas, you know, and the Zapotecs may have been eating this goat that they cook in the ground for thousands of years, but that doesn't mean that your Eastern European Jewish stomach that's used to, you know, eating greens and salmon out in Queens can really adapt to the beginning of the primordial soup that you're going to put into your intestines, right? So I'm walking through, and I'm just looking at this stuff, studying it. You know, they have these Indians that are they're cooking this goat in these kettles. You know, there's several, there's different sections of the market, and this was in the goat kettle section.
The goat kettle section of your local market.
Yeah, there's like this urn, this witch's brew with bones sticking out of it, and it's cooked in avocado leaves and there's spices and it's bubbling, and there are these two, you know, Indian girls standing there, and I'm just looking at it because I'm curious, and of course, one of the Indian girls, who's like 15, cute, you know, doesn't speak any English, coy, but I'm not saying anything, you know, but she reaches into the thing, you know, pulls back a flap of goat fat and takes a little chunk of goat meat off with her hands, dips it in salt, and then, you know, sticks in front of my face. Now, of course, me, that's a smart thing to do if I weren't such a strange, I think this is part of my liberal disposition. The smart thing would be like, no, I'm not going to eat that. First of all, you know, what'd you cook it in? Second of all, is the water clean? Third of all, you know, not to judge, but you could be adapted to weird kinds of parasites. I don't know if you've washed your hands. Where's that? That would have been the first thought. But me, I'm like, oh, the girl likes me. She's giving me an offering of meat. So I'm like, sure, stick the goat in my mouth. Give me some dirty goat meat. Let me put it into my, you know, relatively sensitive Eastern European American disposition being and walk on. So I ate this thinking like, well, look, I just reached out and I made a connection and I tried something. Meanwhile, the woman who owns the bed and breakfast is like, What did you just do? And I'm like, now I'm sitting there. All I can think about is like, I've got, you know, the ancients. You know, I'm talking about way back, not you know, the single-celled ancients, you know, starting to start a new universe in my, you know, my intestinal system.
Well, remember, you got stomach acids that are supposed to.
Well, that's what I thought, and it didn't happen. I did not
really?
I did not get the Montezuma's revenge. I did not get that. I did feel indigestion. And there was a colony of methane creating, you know, protozoan in my guts for the following few days, and I could never look at grasshoppers again. And speaking of which, I had another fear in Mexico. You know that, you know, I remember reading an article that Al Qaeda was in Mexico. This was a few months ago that you know, they were coming up through Mexico a few weeks ago. And then like I kept thinking like when we were driving from Huatulco to Oaxaca that I was going to be kidnapped. That the Bush administration had put out some sort of strange CIA missive out on me that I would be kidnapped in Mexico by an Al-Qaeda cell in the mountains of Oaxaca.
And, of course, accused of being an Israeli spy.
Something. You know,
wow.
Comic Mark Maron taking, and like that's not a video I want. I don't mind if you look at my old comedy videos, but I don't want to be the guy sitting on the floor with the masked people. I just don't want to be.
Well,
there.
Thank God that American journalist over in Iraq was set free.
I know, that's a great story.
That is a great story.
And also, like, and it turns out, like, my fears are not unwarranted. There are suspicions that Al-Qaeda might be actually even training somewhere in Mexico, and that they're I just read that book by Peter Bergen, the Terror Inc. book.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the network of this stuff and the whole history of the Afghan Arabs, the Arabs that were brought in from around the world to fight the jihad against the Russians with the Mujahideen and the Afghan warriors of that war. This is fascinating stuff. Now, I want to get that guy on again this week to ask him whether or not he thinks that some of al-Sadr's militia are actually being trained or led by these original Afghan Arabs that fought with bin Laden.
With bin Laden, yeah. Well, you know, you have a situation over in this hemisphere where people are afraid that al-Qaeda may, for example, try to blow up the Panama Canal, because obviously a huge number of ships go through there. There's been a long-standing suspicion, I don't know that they've ever been able to verify, but a long-standing suspicion that al-Qaeda had some sort of operation in that border between Paraguay, Argentina, and Brazil. There's like a triangle in the center of South America, and there's a Muslim community there. Now, I don't know whether they're just profiling or what. But there's been a Muslim community there since the 70s, and there's been a lot of suspicion that al-Qaeda was recruiting and training people in that region, which is relatively inaccessible, by the way.
It's very interesting to me that, you know, at the end of his book, he really goes out of his way to say that, you know, that there are many different types of Muslims, there are different levels and different, you know, nationalities of Muslim, and that really what it comes down to is you can't really, and he didn't say this, but I'm extrapolating from what he was saying, is that even within, like, the Christian right, you know, you can link some fanatical members of the Christian right with the guys that blow up abortion clinics, but they don't all blow up abortion clinics.
Yeah.
And when it comes right down to it, you're dealing with a core group of fanatical Muslims that are willing to do this type of stuff. You may have sympathizers, but you're still dealing with a small group. Obviously, the damage they can do, you know, symbolically and also, you know, on a literal level is profound, but you're still dealing with a small group of extremists, and that is a reality.
Disciplined, organized extremists can accomplish, and I'm not talking about accomplish in a positive sense, please don't anyone get me wrong.
Yeah.
But disciplined, organized fanatics is kind of sort of what we're seeing with the Swift Boat ads, aren't we?
Yeah, no, in a very specific way. These guys, and I'm telling you something, if it turns out that these guys have orchestrated all this as precisely as I'm seeing it in my own head, that they set the stage with the first Swift Boat ads, all right, and then this week they release the second one, which is indicting his, you know, his patriotism. It's basically painting them to look like a reactionary, liberal, you know, communist, anti-patriotic person.
By using his own words, that's
right.
The danger
it's
in that.
Scary stuff. We're going to try and get segments of the speech and put them into context, hopefully tomorrow. But the thing is that they come to New York. I used to think, maybe wrongly so, that they were coming, you know, sort of like as victors, you know, and people that, you know, that solved some problems, and that, you know, that they were coming back to what we see here in New York as the scene of their greatest failure because of their inability to stop 9/11. But I think they're coming back here. They're coming here specifically to draw in the liberal protests. Okay, that what they're going to do is the same week that this ad, you know, depicting John Kerry as some sort of reactionary hippie comes a week before the convention, that they're going to try and draw protests in and align Kerry with whatever protests happen, you know, outside of Madison Square Garden. Hopefully they're going to, you know, they're probably thinking hopefully we'll get some, you know, footage of them acting crazy reactionary hippies, and they're just going to lump us all together as this is what Democrats look like.
But see, what's interesting, Mark, is that there are numbers of these, quote, crazy reactionary hippies who are now starting to understand how the Republicans are planning on using them, and there have been blogs and emails going back and forth among many of the protest groups saying, look, we should not allow ourselves to get sucked into some violent confrontation and then allowing ourselves to be used by the Republicans to Velcro to John Kerry to make them seem like an extension of him.
Well, it's a weird line that these guys have to ride, because I believe that protest should be sort of like anarchic. I believe that in order for civil disobedience to really be effective and symbolically powerful, there has to be a certain momentum, there has to be a certain spontaneity to it, you know, but these guys are being political in their own right in saying that we have to be careful here and to represent, you know, an organized protest as opposed to giving them ammunition.
Well, we're trying to get the New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly to come up here and talk a little bit about what the police role is going to be, because that's going to be crucial during this convention. Are they going to be able to differentiate between people who are exercising a legitimate right to protest versus people who may start to try and do something violent? And I've been around protests long enough, Mark, to know that not everybody who incites the violence actually has that cause at the core of their belief system. Let's
sure.
just put it there.
Well, I'd like to hear what people think. Give us a call at 866. What's the number?
303-2270.
Yeah, sorry, I usually look at it on the wall. How can I not know that? 866, what is it?
303-2270.
Yeah, 2270. About the Kerry ads, or about, you know, what you think of the protest angle. And it's just amazing to me that we are now, they have put a cultural wedge into the political machinery of this country that is identical to 1969, 1968 convention. It's a really ridiculous and mind-blowing bit of business. So give us a call here on Air America Radio. We'll talk to you. But
who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004. New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Yeah, here we are. Maybe I'd like to say good morning to some of the brass at Air America that they might be waking up, turning us on. You know, although they can, you know, say,
but then maybe
around.
Not.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's like, hey, Doug Krieger, hey, hey now.
Come on, man. Doug's a nice guy. Don't rag on. Besides, you're making him sound like Al Franken.
No, Doug's like, I heard what you were doing. I don't know. It was interesting. Yes. Was it funny? Lights, camera,
action!
Welcome to the Sundance Channel. This is I'm gonna work on my impression. Hey, anyway, so I'm babbling. Good morning to all of you, everybody out there, the bloggers, the geniuses, philosophers,
and all my daughter's friends who are listening.
The haters. Look at Larson's on the phone. It's Krieger. Hey, I'm about to put my foot down tomorrow.
You are no.
Oh, no.
Wait, do you have a dream diary?
I do. Here we go. I'm at the Olympics, and I'm on the Iraqi soccer team, and I have a handsome handlebar mustache. They made me the goalie because of my lightning-quick reflexes. Years of running away from Uday and Kuse gave me these lightning-quick reflexes. That and two shattered vertebrae and a catheter. So I'm on the field guarding my goal, which is about 150 feet high. The net is made of barbed wire and skulls and taffy. I look up the field. Bush and Cheney are coming toward me. Now, there are two guys you don't... Those are two guys you don't want to see in matching red shorts and knee socks. Bush is carrying the ball under one arm because I guess nobody told him you have to use your feet in soccer. Cheney is wheezing, and he's saying, sports. He stopped to catch his breath and then tripped the ref and kicked him in the nads. Here comes Bush. I tense up. My mustache begins to itch. Suddenly, a rocket-propelled grenade comes screaming right at me. I dive, and it ricochets off my face, but no goal. Then, from out of nowhere, an enormous barrage of artillery fire, rockets, darts, ping-pong balls, cannonballs, and Pez comes raining down on me. I'm lying on my back covered with bruises and raspberry jam for some reason. Bush walks up, stands over me smirking, and casually flips the ball into the net. Then he runs around the field doing victory laps, taunting me and high-fiving himself, which is funny. I pass out, more from disgust than anything else. I woke up in the hospital and turned on CNN. There's our team in a campaign ad for Bush. So unauthorized. Foul! Foul! Red card! Red card! Just then I realized I don't want to be goalie anymore. I woke up and my bed was filled with baklava. There you go.
That's I love soccer.
Yeah, I know you do. I wish I had a sports mind. You know, it's like the reason I don't like sports or was never programmed toward it, I can barely handle, you know, this political thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, every time we make a little ground, we take a little ground in this stupid cultural commercialization, this ridiculous culture war that's going on. As soon as they take a hit at us, I'm like, this is stupid. Those guys are stupid. How come they don't understand? Why can't they just give it to us? They should just give it to us.
Mm.
All right, Frank in Fort Lauderdale. How are you, Frank?
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, hey, I like how you guys always stick with the issues, you know, because we're really dying out here.
We're talking about the issues, Frank, because we're fighting for our lives.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Well, about the Kerry, the latest Swift Boat commercial, about the second one now, where they had Kerry talking before the Congress.
Yeah.
You guys have got to go back and get the whole original thing that happened there, because what Kerry was doing is he's relaying quotes from guys who he had spoken to about a week earlier that were telling him, hey, this is what happened, this is what happened, they're not proud of these incidents. Kerry is you know, talking about these atrocities as a messenger. He's not making indictments, he's relaying accounts
right.
The guys firsthand told him.
Right, in defense of veterans, because he was standing up for veterans who he thought were being abandoned by the administration because of their failure in the war. The administration was failing in Vietnam, and Kerry was standing up for veterans.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Sir. And don't they can't make it seem like he's the guy who's indicting the entire military.
Yeah, they took it completely out of context. That's
exactly.
A good point, Frank, and we're planning on doing that. We're going to try and get the full text, the audio of the speech, and put it into context hopefully tomorrow. But thanks
okay.
for your call, buddy.
Yeah, we appreciate
good.
That.
He's absolutely right, and like I wasn't clear on that earlier, is that, you know, all this stuff was, you know, he was, you know, relaying information, and the reason he sat in front of this congressional committee was specifically to stand up for veterans who he felt were being abandoned by the administration
yes.
at the time, and that, you know, they were being shoveled under the carpet, and because the war was so out of control, and they were not getting, you know, what they deserved. They were not getting the attention they deserved, the care that they deserved, and this president is no different. This president is not a veterans president.
He's not a veterans president by any stretch. But, Mark, when you take 30-year-old statements out of context and you put them in an ad, you
yeah.
create the context. You end up creating the reality. And that is the evil genius that you spoke about in terms of this latest Swift
I know, to certain people. But hopefully, you know, like Frank, you know, called, and there's a lot of people that will hear this and realize, you know, what they're doing. And hopefully, I just hope to God, and if you're a vet out there and you're, you know, you're on our team, I'd love to hear from you. I wish that more vets would come out on behalf of Kerry. Yeah, oh, maybe Ted in Peekskill. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Ted.
I am great. Doing great. How are you?
Good.
So what do you think of all this?
Well, listen, it's all lies. I was a Vietnam veteran. I was in the 173rd Airborne Brigade.
Yeah.
One of the things that Kerry hasn't mentioned, I'll tell you our favorite game when I was there on a free fire zone highway, all of us, for fun, we were 18-year-old crazy kids with armed to the teeth to kill 600 Vietnamese at one shot. We would take pot shots at the Vietnamese old men in the rice paddies. Nobody cared whether we missed his cow or hit the Vietnamese. We did it constantly. These were the games we played. So
yeah.
these acts of atrocities now, it was true. We did it. You know?
Yeah, huh? I hear what you're saying. Yeah, so, yeah, okay, it was true, absolutely.
One of the things I want the Democrats to do is connect Bush with the lies. He lied about McCain. He lied about weapons of mass destruction. He lied about everything, and now he's lying about Kerry. Come on, let's get it together here. This guy's a liar. He's been a liar. He's lying.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ted.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. there are so many people who can nail down where John Kerry was and what he was doing with this whole SWPO thing. But there's nobody that can find George W. Bush during his service in the Texas Air National Guard.
Absolutely. Do you just realize just what happened on that phone call? The guy basically said we were a bunch of 18-year-olds, you know, shooting peasants.
Yeah.
You know, working in the fields because it was fun. It was just something that happened, and it was accepted behavior.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, sort of, you know, shifting gears into, but that's besides the point.
You know, yeah, right.
But what he's saying is absolutely true. And we will, I think we'll address more of this. You know, we have our guests coming into the studio. We've got Vanity Fair's columnist, Michael Wolff.
Michael Wolff is coming in. Also, the Monday job listing and Iraq, Birth of a Nation, when we continue here on Air America Radio.
Right on.
Stop whining. That's what head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Tom Donahue, told workers who just lost their high-tech jobs to overseas outsourcing. Stop whining. Analysts say this is just the beginning. Millions of more jobs could be lost in the next few years. But it's good for the U.S. economy, according to Donahue. Good for the U.S. economy? Are they kidding? These high-tech jobs were supposed to be the jobs of the future. Jobs with good pay and good benefits. Now, millions are at risk. That's why we, the Communications Workers of America, are doing something about it. We're fighting to end tax breaks that encourage companies to ship our jobs overseas. We're helping tech workers organize so they have strength at the bargaining table when it comes to salary, health care and pension benefits, and working conditions. Learn more at techsunite.org, because America's future is on the line. A message from the Communications Workers of America, the Union for the Information Age, and proud supporter of Air America.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gill. The new rules in overtime pay pushed by the Bush administration is not sitting well with many in labor. Rules are in full effect as of today. A Washington-based think tank says 6 million American workers would be adversely affected. Several multi-million-dollar lawsuits have been filed in connection with the rule change. Republican Party's National Republican Convention is just around the corner as New York City officials prepare for every contingency expected with such an event. But late word has it, city authorities will not have to worry too much about accommodations for President Bush, since he's now expected to fly into the Big Apple to give an acceptance speech on the final day of the convention and then fly out. His campaign officials say there's a good reason for it. New York is not a swing state, and polls show that state residents will be voting for Democrat John Kerry. And John Kerry took a weekend off the campaign trail, trying to increase the size of his war chest. He spent the weekend in the Hamptons soaking in donations from the rich. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Hi, this is Al Franken. And you know, these days it's pretty easy to think outside of the box. It seems like everywhere you look or listen, someone is expressing an opinion that contradicts the conventional wisdom. But there is a downside. We've lost the view from inside the box. Anyway, on my show, The O'Franken Factor, what we've done is build an entirely new box. That's where we're coming from. From inside a completely new box.
Al Franken on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Dead Air here on the Sundance Town.
I'm Mark Maron. We still have jobs by the time this show is over.
I'm sorry. I can't help myself. It's all great, man. I'm Mark Maron. This is Mark Riley.
Hi.
It's great. I'm happy for Frank. I'm sure the Sundance show is compelling. I wish I could stay up to watch it, but I can't. Certainly love
it's his radio show televised. Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah, but sounds very exciting. Just by looking at the cardboard cutouts on the wall here and all the effort they put into creating a set, which is some magazine pictures and some cardboard cutouts, it's got to be great television. That's what I'm saying. You know, television along the lines of the old Texaco radio show hour on, what was it, Phil
or the Silver's Gillette Friday Night Fight, something.
We'll ask you in a minute.
What are you asking him for?
Well, I haven't even introduced him yet. Let's do our little, since the handover of power, we're exploring, did I mention how much I love Air America? I really do. I'm having a great time. I'm happy to be back at work. And if people here can't take a shot or two, then, you know, then what are we doing here?
Right.
You know? And I'd like to reach out to the publicists of Air America, but they're probably not up yet because clearly they don't understand that we have a morning show. Morning Sedition, it's called. Anyways, since the handover power, exploring various issues and opportunities, the Iraqis and Americans were faced. Poor Riley's like, I'm going to be out of a job. Or, you know, actually, Riley
I
might
just
be
got a car.
I better get ready to take over this thing because Marin's on his way out. This is Iraq. This is Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Day 55. Leaders of Iraq. Yes, good morning. Kudos on that soccer team, guys. You've really captured the world's imagination. We're so proud of you that President Bush used your likeness in one of his campaign ads. I understand that some of you aren't entirely happy with that. Yes, I know who you are. All right. Come on, guys. Come on, listen, buddy. You're on American TV. That's what everyone wants. A little gratitude wouldn't hurt. Gratitude. Oh, that is gratitude. Okay, let me explain something to you. When you agreed to be liberated, that means we get to do whatever we want. If we need your picture, we're going to use your picture. This is the first time during this war that we're seeing some profit potential from you people. We dropped $180 billion on this thing, and now it's payback time. All right, the old guy. That ad was just the beginning. Sports are a gold mine over here. You ever hear of a reality show? You're starring in it. Saturday morning Iraqi soccer cartoon. Done. How's this sound? A Bush Cheney ad on the back of your jerseys. Okay. How's this sound? Abu Ghraib. We love it when you play ball, and believe me, you will play ball. And if you win a medal, it would be a nice gesture if you give it to President Bush. We're not asking. Until then, good luck and God bless. This is day 55 of Iraq, Birth of a Nation. Live free or die.
Well,
our guest in studio, columnist of Vanity Fair, his book, Autumn of the Moguls, My Misadventures with Titans, Posers, and Money Guys Who Mastered and Messed Up Big Media, is in stores next week. Is this a re-release? It's a paperback.
The paperback.
Beautiful. Right. Michael Wolff is here. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm very good.
Now, does Franken have a new show? I somehow missed all this.
No, he has a show here on this network. We're Air America Radio. And,
I've heard of you.
You've heard really? Of us.
Have you heard of Morning's Edition? Have you
no.
read the article?
That he has. Heard of.
You're a media critic. Have you read the articles on Morning Sedition? Did you see the one in the New York Times about Mark Riley and Mark Maron?
You know, everybody has a PR problem.
In your name again?
There's never enough press.
No, this is, he's doing a show on the Sundance Channel. They're doing sort of like what Stern does, only it's on the Sundance Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's no longer, he's left Air America?
No. He's here. They're just
he's doing Air America on the Sundance Show. He's simulcasting I think it's an hour of his show.
Yeah.
On Air America. On the Sundance
Show. They're shooting him doing radio.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out, but
as a media critic, what's your first impulse?
I get it.
Compelling television?
Well, my first impulse is somebody's filling time.
Somebody's going to be doing time by the time this is over.
All right, so let's. Have you heard the new Swift Vote for Truth ad? Have you heard it?
No.
Have you seen it?
Have you?
Yes, we have. We can play it for you. Can we play that the new one for Michael so we can take it out?
Yeah, the new Swift Vote ad.
They had personally raped. Cut off ears, cut off heads.
The accusations that John Kerry made against the veterans who served in Vietnam,
unbelievable,
were just devastating.
Randomly shot at civilians.
And it hurt me more than any physical wounds I had.
Cut off limbs,
blown up bodies.
That was part of the torture, was to sign a statement that you had committed war crimes.
Razed villages, fashion reminiscent of Genghis Khan.
John Kerry gave the enemy for free.
All right, we've heard enough. We get it, right?
Yeah, please. Yeah, please.
I mean, it's just, how does this work? I mean, this is completely taken out of context. It is constructed. Is it, would you call it a lie?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I'm not sure I'm not sure that gets us anywhere. This is political advertising. So you can begin with saying it was a little odd that the Kerry people didn't anticipate this.
Hello.
I mean, that's to me what the most interesting part of this is the Kerry people and the Democrats are standing there saying, unfair.
Yeah.
Unfair.
Especially after Dukakis and Gore. They should
I mean, it's completely unfair. It's unfair. It's unethical. It's inappropriate. Mm-hmm. It's blah, 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 blah. But they should have been better prepared. Hello. I mean, that's what I'm a little stunned.
Do you think
by.
that it would have been appropriate for them to say, listen, you chicken hawk bastards. I mean, you got a president sitting in office that didn't even that was anti-military service because of his wealth and his status.
Sure. I mean, why wouldn't it be that's certainly what I would do now. Yeah. And that's what they would do too. That's what the Democrats would do. I assume that they're thinking. I hope that they're thinking in much more sophisticated terms, and they think that no, we're not doing that because that would have a worse effect than what we're going to do, and we know what's happening, and this is a grand strategy, and we're playing it right, and we'll win.
I wonder if they're overthinking or they're not thinking.
Now, who believes that?
Michael Wolff, we're going to talk about, if the media is doing their job, especially in relation to the upcoming convention in terms of addressing these Swift Boat guys, because a lot of people there think they're being too sympathetic to them, and just in general. We'll talk about that and more with Michael Wolff when we come back on Air America Radio.
That's the sound of college graduates kissing federal government officials. Why are they doing it? Because they're saving more than half on their student loan payments with a government program through NextStudent. And it's making them, well, a bit affectionate. You see, the government is offering a free federal student loan consolidation program to help you cut your payments by more than half every month, which means you'll have a lot more cash in your pocket. And it's so easy to do. There are no credit checks, no out-of-pocket expenses. In fact, it's absolutely free and takes as little as 5 minutes to see if you're eligible. Thousands of graduates are taking advantage of this program every day. And you, too, can find out if you're eligible to save more than half on your student loan payments in less than 5 minutes with a simple call to NextStudent. Kiss your expensive loan payments goodbye. Find out how you can cut your student loan payments by more than half. Call NextStudent today at 1-800-985-NEXT. That's 1-800-985-NEXT. 1-800-985-NEXT.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo, all for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Yes, our guest is Michael Wolff, the columnist at Vanity Fair. His book, Autumn of the Moguls, and it's available in paperback the next week. Good book?
I hope he'd say so.
It's an incredible
book. There you go.
I hope there's some
copies. It's really, if I have to, it is incredible.
There you go.
So we're talking about the ads, and obviously this is political advertising, and we feel that Kerry's response and his advertising, which you just heard over the break, you know, it probably could have been a little dirtier.
Yeah, no, I just was listening. This is the first time I've heard the Kerry response. It seems incredibly tepid to me.
Mm-hmm. Tepid was the word I was going to use.
You know what? What? Let's have some fists here.
Yeah, do you want to hear
a punch or two?
Yeah, should we play for the listeners? I mean, we might as well. We don't want to give the idiots airtime and not give the guy we're behind a little airtime. Can we hear it?
I'm John Kerry, and I approve this message.
Good.
American soldiers are fighting in Iraq. Families struggle to afford health care. Jobs heading overseas. Instead of solutions, George Bush's campaign supports a front group attacking John Kerry's military record. Attacks called smears, lies. Senator McCain calls them dishonest. Bush smeared John McCain 4 years ago. Now he's doing it to John Kerry. George Bush denounced the smear. Get back to the issues. America deserves better.
Yeah, and George Bush is a sucker. Where's that? How come we don't have that? Where's the punch at the end?
Listen to that voice, too, that kind of somnambulant, sober.
Look, let's hope that this guy is the Mariano Rivera of politics. All right? Let's hope he is the greatest closer in the history of politics. And then this won't matter.
Yeah, no. And then the other thing is, and I'm sure what they would tell you is they know exactly what they're doing, that this is coming down to numbers. They've got they know the markets that are at issue, and they don't want to do things which might motivate other markets positively, but motivate the markets at issue in a perhaps negative way.
They don't want to get dirty because they don't want to be judged like that.
So, that's all we can, it just doesn't, on the face of it, and this is interesting because we can weave this back into media terms.
Yes.
The media doesn't think they're doing this right. So what we see now, what we're going to see now is a general impression throughout the media of Kerry weakness.
Yes.
So even if they know what they're doing and they're not destabilizing those markets at issue, nevertheless, the media is going to see them as weak, which in turn might well destabilize those markets that are at issue.
So you're saying that just by the media, responding that just to the input they have from the Kerry campaign, and by promulgating that, which is all they have, it's going to expand the idea that Kerry is weak. Is that
exactly? You know, one of the interesting things, and I always think this more about Democrats than Republicans. I mean, I have covered a lot of campaigns and. It's mind-boggling to me that the Democrats have no idea. It's like the media is this thing over there, and because they're, I always think, well, because we know that they have a liberal bias, they're going to do what we want. We don't really have to think about them.
Right.
Whereas the Republicans are always, it's constantly on their mind.
How do we
use the media?
Right.
How do we, and in a sophisticated way.
Yeah.
So if we do this, it's going to be, it's literally this, but it's going to become this other thing through the media.
Do you think they're divisive enough? I'm not divisive. Do you think that they are smart enough? We were talking about this. Do you think that they are planning? I'm just going to ask your opinion as a media critic that this ad comes out characterizing,
Kerry as a sort of like a elitist, liberal, communist, unpatriotic hippie. Do you think that they were smart enough to realize that they were going to release this ad this week, and next week they're going to be here in New York at their convention, which they know is going to attract some protesters, and they are going to link the hippie Kerry character to the protests that the media are going to surely cover here in New York and characterize the Democrats as a bunch of...
Yeah, bingo. I mean, yeah, it's like, duh.
But you think they planned on
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Interesting. Yeah.
I mean, if we're thinking about it, yeah. I mean, this is what Karl Rove does for a living.
Okay.
But here's the question, though. Should the Kerry people have anticipated the Swift Boat ad sticking the way they have? Because I'm not sure that they thought when the first ad dropped that it would be something that would go on for a couple of days and that'd be the end of it. Now it's like 3 weeks of it.
Yeah, no, I think that they should have. I mean, it's irresistible.
Right.
I mean, just from, and again, this is the media point.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the ads point. I think most people who hear these ads, you know, you're sitting out and wherever they're doing this thing and you're riding your car and you hear these ads, and could you really care less? I mean, you know, there aren't that many people who are really engaged in the issue of the Vietnam War.
True.
You know, I think that's probably what the Democrats are looking at, and they're saying, okay, that these are, you know, yeah, you know, we're going to take a little hit on this, but then they're going to go away. Instead of thinking, oh my God, this becomes a really, really compelling media story. This is going to spread. This is what we do in the media. This is a catfight.
Yeah.
And everybody is going to love this.
So that means the Democrats' media people aren't as smart as the Republicans' media people. That's what you're saying.
And on that point, the fate of nations hinge.
Okay, and on that point, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Michael Wolff for some more. I want you to explain it when we come back how you define media and whether or not that media is doing their job at all after this on Air America Radio.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution begins on August 24th when Artemis Records will release the all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle. The revolution starts now. The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can pre-order the CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss The Revolution. Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records will be on sale August 24th, but you can listen and order it today at www.airamericaradio.com.
Starts now.
Election day is around the corner. Everyone's making promises. But if you're a homeowner strapped for cash, you need someone who can help you now. Omega Mortgage can help. Take advantage of rates lower than 6%, even if you have imperfect credit.
This is Jim Eichenbaum with Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corporation. And even if you've had past credit problems, we can still help you take advantage of rates even below 6%. So don't be misled by other lenders who keep asking for more time and more paperwork. At Omega, there's no bait and switch, no upfront fees, just straight talk and honesty.
Save thousands of dollars in less than 20 minutes. No W-2s, no mountains of paperwork. So you've been late on your mortgage payment. So you've had a bankruptcy. Omega Mortgage can still lower your monthly house payment. Omega specializes in refis for homeowners just like you. Use your equity, get cash, and get a rate below 6%. If Omega Mortgage can save you at least $2,000, they won't waste your time. Call now, 888-32-APPLY. That's 888-322-2259. Licensed by the LDRE, number 01411312, 888-32-APPLY.
When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. Lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Are we here? There
yes,
we are.
Yes, we're here.
We're talking to Vanity Fair columnist Michael Wolff. His book, Autumn of the Moguls, Minus Adventures with Titans, Posers, and Money Guys Who Mastered and Messed Up Big Media, is the paperbacks in stores next week. Now, when you say media, how do you characterize the media, number one? Is the media right now, the current media, doing its job, or are they giving this president a free ride?
You know, the media is this thing that we live in.
Okay.
For the purposes of this discussion, it is this thing that is sort of hardwired into everybody's head. We get these constant messages, impressions.
It's the cultural id.
Tickles. Yes.
Yes.
So that's what's going on.
Okay.
And is that, let's look at that, it's not the New York Times, it's not the networks, it's not Fox, it's just this whole thing, is that giving this president a free ride? Well, yes. I mean, I think over the past 3 years we've seen this is one of the most incredible free rides I think any politician in the history of the modern media has ever gotten.
Mm.
Over the past 6 months, it's clearly turned.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guy is feeling what happened here. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
This is going wrong, and it has been going wrong for him.
What happened? How did it have that? What turned?
Well, I think it's one of the things that the media, this thing, does. I mean, it's really its interest is non-ideological. Its interest is in itself.
Okay.
So
yeah.
What's good for the media? What's the story that's
sell more papers, get more viewers, get more listeners?
Tickle our audience most of all. And the story that can tickle our audience has been an anti-Bush story. Now, the Bush people I think the fear is that with this Swift boat stuff, they've found a way to again reverse this, because that's what the media also always looks for. We need the reversal.
Mm-hmm.
If Bush can come back now, that's a good media story. Will they go with it? And again, this is not ideological. This is just the flip. What gets our attention? And I think right now everybody's waiting to see whether that's true, or and they'll take it if. If John Kerry can come back and he can flip this around, that's good. My fear, as we were talking about before, is that the Democrats don't understand that. And so they come out with one of these tepid ads with that voice, and every media person says, oh, that's a big snore. So they manage not to grab hold, not to be the thing that has currency and vibrates within this global media bubble.
Right. I wonder if it's because. Thanks for joining us. I hope to God. And no, you make a great point. I just wish that the Democrats. You keep saying this. I'm like, aren't there more evil media coordinators available? Why don't they get an evil guy? More evil guy.
They got two evil guys right here.
All right, we'll do in the work. Thanks for joining us, Michael Wolff.
Anytime.
Great talking to you.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Did I do something awkward there?
No.
Okay. Right. Here we go. This is the help wanted. This is our job listing here, or what we need. Here is. A man named Beale W. Hudson resigned as an advisor to the Bush-Cheney campaign on matters of religion. He left because of a magazine article about how he had been forced to quit as a Fordham professor for having sex with a freshman girl and then sexually harassing her. We're not the only people who noticed the news story. Just today, this ad appeared in newspapers across the U.S. It's our morning's edition Monday job listing. Wanted, religion advisor. The campaign of a major presidential candidate is looking for someone to advise them on how to attract religious voters. Please note that when we say religious, we mean Christian. We have no interest in attracting Hindus, Buddhists, Jews, or any other fringe types. The other presidential candidate has most of those, and he can keep them. As for Muslims, frankly, we're hoping they go for the other guy. You should be adept at selling preemptive war, environmental devastation, and the concentration of wealth into the hands of a few, as the teachings of Jesus. That's a long sentence. I don't think I delivered properly. Ideally, you will also be able to portray a vapid and shallow milquetoast as a courageous and principled Christian warrior. We need someone who is a fervent and fanatical Christian, but who has no provable record of sexual impropriety. We realize that it's a tricky combination, but we're hopeful that the right person is out there somewhere.
All right.
Michael, again, thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
We're all going to leave in a second, so just hang out one second. Mark Riley's going to take us out. Yeah.
Well, coming up in the next hour of Morning's Edition from World Wrestling Entertainment, Mick Foley, the Presidential Daily Briefing, you on the telephones, and the all-important liberal agenda when we come back here on Air America Radio.
Have you been injured by a neoconservative doctor who mistakenly left something inside you after surgery? Or did the procedure go wrong altogether? Have you suffered an injury because your Bush-supporting landlord kept debris lying around or didn't repair something on the property? Maybe a heartless employer wrongfully fired you under the guise of workforce of mass reduction. If you or a loved one have been injured in any type of accident or are a victim of malpractice or discrimination, call the law firm of Shaffron & Mosley at 212-631-7000. With over 40 years' experience, Shaffron & Mosley have successfully fought corporations and insurance companies, securing millions of dollars in money damages for injured or wronged clients. Conveniently located in the Empire State Building, Shaffron & Mosley will discuss your case with you for free and will not charge a fee unless they are successful. Call Shaffron & Mosley 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 212-631-7000.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the home of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Talk about flip-flopping on issues. Top economic advisors for President Bush are now warning of dire days ahead because of the recent spike of energy prices, particularly the consumption of oil. Bush's economic advisors have long described high energy prices as a toss-up for the nation's economy, but they've maintained the brunt of its impact would be felt abroad and not at home. Bush advisors maintain that their latest reassessment on the issue has nothing to do with the impending election, but merely reaction to changes in the economy. Bush administration is apparently facing another vulnerable spot as it tries to minimize the impact of overtime rule changes that take effect today. White House plan on rule changes was only to have a small impact on the nation's workforce, but several pundits, including a Washington-based think tank, are saying just the opposite. They say millions of American workers will be affected, while only a few will benefit from the new changes. Scores of lawsuits have been filed in connection with the rule change in effect as of today. Democrats are firing back at the controversial Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. That's the Washington-based, largely Texas-funded group running a series of anti-Kerry ads in swing states questioning his military credentials. Yesterday, former Clinton chief of staff and the president and CEO of the Center for American Progress, John Podesta, told an ABC interview that those critical of Kerry are way off base.
The written record supports Senator Kerry's version of the facts. It's clear that he had shrapnel in his arm. Today, Senator Kerry carries shrapnel in his thigh, as distinct from President Bush, who carries two fillings in his teeth from his service in the Alabama National Guard, which seems to be his only time that he showed up.
Former Clinton Chief of Staff John Podesta on ABC. Democrat John Kerry received some unexpected support over the weekend from a Vietnam veteran who served with Kerry on a Swift Boat mission and defended the version of events resulting in Kerry's honors. Veteran was William B. Rood, an editor at the Chicago Tribune, who published a 1,700-word first-person article recounting his mission with Kerry. Presidential candidate called Rood and another veteran to repeat their claims with the media. Kerry's calls were part of his campaign's first concerted effort to respond to criticism by the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. That group recorded a negative television ad, as many of you know, discrediting Kerry's war record and aimed it at voters in battleground states. The ads have had some impact since some polls show a slight slippage in support among vets and independents for Kerry. Senate Republican Pat Roberts of Kansas has proposed removing the nation's largest intelligence gathering operations from the Central Intelligence Agency and turn it over to the Pentagon under the jurisdiction of a proposed National Intelligence Director. Roberts' proposal
proposal is the most sweeping intelligence plan offered since the series of recommendations by the 9/11 Commission. Roberts says full details were yet to be shared with the Bush White House or with Senate Democrats. Roberts chairs the Senate Committee on Intelligence. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
Get to Goodyear's Pit Stop Tire Sale, now through August 28th, and save on Goodyear tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $75 cash card. For everyday low prices and up to a $75 cash card, call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Stop and get your Goodyears today, and race in to check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Mail-in cash card offer ends August 28th.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Unfiltered. Coming up on the next Unfiltered. It's 1 week from the convention when the Republicans pour into New York. Will it be a noisy celebration like Simon and Garfunkel in the park? Or will tight security make it the sounds of silence? Will city officials be able to build a bridge over these troubled waters? So here's to you, Mr. Bloomberg. A city turns its angry eyes to you.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron. It's 6 past the hour here on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
I'm a war president.
I want to be the peace president.
Next.
I want to be the peace president.
Next. I'm a war president.
In my state of the union, or state... Our enemies are innovative and resourceful.
Yep.
And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Uh-huh.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. The American people are safer. We are a nation in danger. The American people are safer. We are a nation in danger.
I'm a war president.
I want to be the peace president.
Good morning, Mark Riley. How are you?
Good morning. I'm confused.
Aren't we all confused? Back from Mexico? Back from... What'd you do? I'm so selfish. So self-centered. So self-centered.
No. I really kind of chilled out at home with my wife and daughter. I went out to visit with my brother for a few days out in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the weekend, had some people over, some real loyal Air America listeners.
Nice.
The Johnson family of Teaneck, New Jersey, came by. And, you know, we had a really great dinner. You know, I get anxious. I have these anxiety attacks, attacks of self-doubt.
Do you? Oh, really?
At my advanced age, yes.
I'm learning about Mark Reilly.
Well, am I still going to be able to do this? Am I still going to be able to get up?
It's radio, dude.
Yeah, I know, but it's like... You still get anxious,
right?
You still say, gee, you got to be on top of your game. You got to be on. But you know what?
Yeah.
Mick Foley's here.
I know. Unbelievable. He just came in. He's hanging out.
Yeah, man. I am happy. I'll tell you that right. Mick Foley, for those of you who don't know, is a retired superstar from what used to be called the WWF, the World Wrestling Federation. They got in trouble with the World Wildlife Foundation, I think, or World Wildlife Fund. So they changed their name to WWE. But Mick Foley is a guy who jumped off a 20-foot-high steel cage and is here to talk about it.
You know, it's weird. You're going to have to do the heavy lifting on this because, like, I'm not a big wrestling fan.
What can I tell you?
And it's like, I'm not going to judge the guy. He seems like a great guy. But, like, Brendan, you know, Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman, New Jersey, you know, when you mention Springsteen or Craig Unger, literally his eyes glaze over and he can't control his excitement. He almost pees himself. And Brendan, who was fairly, you know, level. You know,
just got engaged.
Congratulations. And his disposition, though, really, you know, in order to see Brendan snap, it's really got to build for a long time, and it only happens in private. But, man, he was here literally. I think he had Mick Foley autograph his breath. I've never seen, it was like, oh, my God.
Because that's Mick Foley, man.
I know. What was I thinking? How come all my heroes are just, you know, druggies and musicians and dead writers? You guys seem to be engaged in the world of sports and excitement.
No. See, you have to understand, this is the world of wrestling. And Mick Foley is one of the few people who was able to, at the same time, be three different wrestling characters. I don't think there's anyone else in the history of entertainment, other than maybe Sybil, to have this many personalities all functioning at the same time.
All right, dude. Okay. Explain to me. So, you know, it's a put-on, right, wrestling?
Nah, don't get into that.
No. But I'm just asking, because you like Springer, too, and maybe I'm missing something, because I once worked with a guy, Frank Santarelli, hilarious guy, who was on The Sopranos. He played the bartender. Didn't have a lot of lines, but as a comic, real brilliant guy. And he was. I worked with him for a year way back when, back in the day, on Comedy Central. And when I told him I didn't like sports, he looked at me completely confused and dumbfounded.
Yeah.
And said, well, then how do you know what it feels like to be alive.
Yeah.
Now, there's obviously something you get from wrestling, from Springer, even knowing that, you know, it's a big show and it's entertainment.
Yeah.
But what is compelling in terms of, you know, is it just fun? It's not a competition thing.
No. Right. It's just pure D fun.
Okay.
I mean, it really isn't anything different than that. It is people playing a role that I find to be both hilarious and entertaining at the same time, and have been since I was a little kid.
So that's when you locked into it. So this guy's been around long enough to have been three different characters, basically.
No, he was three different characters at the same time.
Oh, okay.
All right? It wasn't that he was three different characters at three different points in time.
Oh,
he was three different characters all at once.
All right, now I'm scared, because he's a big guy. I'm just hoping the character I just met, you know, when we were down, you know, is the same guy that comes in now.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird that this all ties into my Mexico trip, because we bought a bunch of those little Day of the Dead icons. Like, Oaxaca is very into the Day of the Dead. There's like skeleton statues and paintings and all everywhere. And there's these really cute ones where they just depict all these different professions as skeletons. You know?
Oh, okay.
The Day of the Dead is sort of a celebration of death, which I think is nice. You know, that, you know,
you would.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we bought a little figurine that was a Mexican wrestler skeleton that had a little glitter on its head for the gold mask. Like,
oh, not Bill Mascaris.
I don't know who it was, but it was just so funny because it's a little skeleton with a little glitter face because he's a wrestler skeleton and he's got a gold mask on.
Well, you see, wrestling in Mexico, there were a lot of different masked wrestlers that were very prominent, came out of Mexico.
Didn't it sort of start there, the craze of wrestling? Didn't it sort of start in Mexico?
I don't know.
Maybe Mick Foley can tell us.
Yeah, Mick Foley can tell us. It does go back, I know, at least to Gorgeous George, which I think he was like around in the 30s and 40s.
But that was in here in America.
Yeah.
And then what was Blassie? A
classy Freddie Blassie.
Yeah.
The man who once told Vince McMahon he had a neck like a stack of dimes, which I thought was the greatest line I had ever heard someone utter.
What do you think of Andy Kaufman's venture into wrestling when that happened?
That was pretty
as
whack.
As a wrestling fan.
As a wrestling fan, that was whack. But you know what was even more
it was whack?
Whack. Yeah.
Were you pissed?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. What was whack was when Freddie Blassie used to go down south and lead the black people who had been relegated to the balcony down into the front row. Says, I'm doing this to dedicating this match to all my black fans.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, he did.
He reached out.
Yes, he did reach out, and I love him for it.
And I just want to tell you, getting back to
back to the heavy issues of the day.
Well, no, just back to your self-doubt. Don't ever doubt yourself, my friend.
I always will.
Listen to that coming from me, Joey Insecure. It's like, listen, because if you doubt yourself, then we're sunk. Because I'm sitting over here wondering what the hell I'm doing half the time. And you do it, we're in trouble.
Well, no, my self-doubt comes with, you know, am I going to wake up on time? Am I going to be able to, you know, digest the information? Am I going to be able to drive safely into the office? All of that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's normal stuff.
Yeah, normal stuff. So, I mean, I take it with a grain of salt. I get up every morning. I function. But, you know, you start coughing a little bit, or your chest hurts. You say, oh, God, is this it?
I'm going down.
I'm about to go.
I got grasshoppers in my intestines.
It was a great life.
But you got to do what I do. Set 7 clocks.
Yeah. But see, then I'd wake up my whole family. They'd all be mad with me by the time I got home.
Who's bringing in the bacon?
Don't say that. They're listening.
Sorry to wake you up, but Daddy's got to go to work.
Yeah. Sorry.
So I'll go back to sleep. I did what I had to do.
Yeah. No. Well, you know what? This all ties into, because our lives are all going to be disrupted next week.
Yeah.
All right. And let's say that now. We're all going to be disrupted by this Republican National Convention. I wish we could get a guest in here who could ward off evil spirits.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody. Miss Cleo. Sure. Anybody. I don't care who it is.
Dude, I'm sure we can. I'm sure that, like, within seconds now, we'll get emails and blogs from mystics and spiritual advisors of all sorts of and all kinds.
Yeah. Please do email us or blog us at morningsedition.com. And offer your services, because we need something to keep the bad karma of these people the hell off us.
You want to hear something hilarious? I'm reading that Peter Bergen book about Terror Inc., about Osama bin Laden and the network. And there's a segment where he's got a real thing for Afghanistan. And he visited with one of the last Jews in this small village in Afghanistan, a rabbi, and all the other Jews had left.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the only guy there. And he spent like 11 months in a Taliban jail. He was accused of sorcery. Because he was a Jew, a rabbi. They took his Torah, they put him in jail for sorcery. And then he gets out and he stays there because he thinks it's his duty to stay on the property that was owned by Jews and represent the Jews there, right? But he's the only guy in town, an accused sorcerer. And in the story he says, occasionally for money, he'll read a palm or two.
Oh,
because he's this accused sorcerer, so now these villagers are like, well, we can go to him with this stuff.
Yeah, right?
So I thought that was genius. It's like, he gets it, now his living is being a sorcerer because anyways, what were we gonna? You did a great segue from from my point of view, and I screwed it all up.
No.
We were talking about the convention because that's coming up. We're going to the convention.
We're going to the convention. Apparently. So is George W. Bush, but only for one day. He's not spending the night. He's not resting his big head on a pillow in this town.
He said, "Well, if those guys are going to be there, I'm leaving."
Yeah.
What do you think that's about? Is he afraid? This is a thing where he's the president. He should come into town. He should go out into New York. He should let Bloomberg get him laid or whatever he's going to do.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I would like to think that he knows that he is unworthy of resting his head in the greatest city in the world. That's what I'd like to think.
It's not their town. It's not their town. And good riddance. Let them come in and come out. That just shows that, you know, New Yorkers are not as hospitable as you thought.
No. And there are a lot of New Yorkers, by the way, who are getting out of Dodge this week and will not be back until after Labor Day.
It's going to be a disaster here.
Because they don't want to be bothered with the inconvenience of having Midtown Manhattan zoned off so you can't get anywhere and you can't do anything.
I hope they don't mind us sleeping down there at the Garden.
I hope not. I've scoped out a couple of benches in Penn Station.
We're going to show up with Air America t-shirts or our sleeping bags.
Sleeping bags, right? Will that be our credential?
But we're telling you, we're going to be there and we're going to do our best to hold up our end at 6 to 9 in the morning.
We got some seditious coverage coming up for you.
And we're going to come back with Mick Foley after this on Air America Radio.
I'm Jim Hightower, and I've approved this message.
Jim Hightower is not running for office, but he is back this campaign season with an important word about the regime of King George V.
Let's stop beating around the bush. These people are nuts.
Let's Stop Beating Around the Bush is Hightower's hilarious new best-selling book, offering you unvarnished facts, insight, and humor to get you through this year's political spin cycle. Buy Let's Stop Beating Around the Bush today and make politics fun again. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy it today.
38%.
46%.
42%.
I cut my payments in half.
How much can you cut your monthly student loan payments by refinancing with College Loan Corporation? To find out, just call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. You'll quickly be connected to an expert loan consultant who will answer your questions and tell you how you can cut your monthly payment by up to 50% by refinancing your federal student loans at rates as low as 2.63%. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Have you written a book? Become a published author with Dorrance Publishing Company, the nation's oldest subsidy book publisher. For a free 32-page guidebook on how to have your manuscript published by a reliable subsidy publisher, phone 1-800-695-9599. Dorrance's free, informative guidebook describes the subsidy publishing process and how Dorrance can publish your book in both a traditional format and as an e-book available for download via the Internet. Becoming a published author can be a unique, personally rewarding experience. Receive your free author's guide today by calling 1-800-695-9599. It contains a detailed and straightforward explanation of how Dorrance works with authors who have written manuscripts of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and children's stories. Call 1-800-695-9599 to receive your free author's guide. It's a free call, so dial 1-800, then 695-9599.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Here we go. It's good to be back, isn't it, Mark?
It's great to be back.
It's Mark and Mark, Riley and Marin. Air America Radio's Morning Sedition is the program you are listening to now.
That's right.
And here we go. This just in from Ramon a couple hours ago. He's now set up a bed in the Oval Office because no one is there, apparently. Certainly no one doing any work.
That's cool.
Here's the presidential schedule for today, Monday, 8 o'clock a.m. Wake up in Crawford. Stay on message. I'm a moderate. Always was a moderate. I like people. I'm compassionate. For the next 2 weeks, anyway. 8:55 a.m., annual meeting with the Secretary of Defense and the Defense Policy and Program teams. Though, to be honest, now that the war in Iraq is over, we don't have that much to talk about. Checkers? Anyone checkers? 9:30 a.m., work on convention speech. Throw in all the compassion crap, you know, I love minorities, blah, blah. I love New York, blah, blah, blah. We have to come together, blah, blah. Relief for the middle class, blah, blah. No, don't actually say blah, blah. 11 a.m., work on video presentation of my greatest accomplishments in office. Must stretch this to 2 minutes. Turn music way up. 12 noon, continue nationwide search for young charismatic black Republican to make convention speech. Pay him whatever he wants. 1 p.m., call Arnold. Ask for line reading of I'll be back. 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 2 p.m., daily meeting with Dirty Tricks Task Force, new project. Assemble group of prostitutes to record hookers against Teresa Hines Carey soundbite. Here we go. Here's a soundbite. Quote, I peddled my ass in the same corner as Teresa Hines Carey for 4 years. She ain't no lady, much less a first lady. End quote. 9 p.m., s'mores. 11 p.m., bedtime. Think happy thought. The Terminator works for me. I'll be back. I'll be back. I'll be back. Glad I've got a week to practice. There you go. Now, Riley, you take the honor.
All right. Our next guest spent years fighting on barbed wire and thumbtacks and wrestling matches around the globe before becoming a three-time, I have to say this three times, three-time heavyweight champion and number one best-selling author. Mick Foley is a lot more than you might think. However, he's retired from the ring. He lives on Long Island, a devoted family man, loves amusement parks, and has an obsession with Christmas. And he's helping World Wrestling Entertainment SmackDown Your Vote campaign to register young voters. Please welcome to our studios, and it's an honor to have him here, Mick Foley.
Thank you. It is. It's nice.
All right.
Nobody clapped. It's the worst reaction I've gotten in my career.
Brendan is crying. He's so excited. He's crying.
Brendan was big. He was telling me, I don't mean to embarrass him, but he said right after college he was reading this book. Foley's Good, which I mentioned was a towering New York Times number one bestseller.
Number one bestseller.
And he said, you know, when he felt all alone, this book was like a friend to him.
Aww,
there you go.
Now
and
I'm crying.
I'm not going to be so easy on you, because I understand Riley's a big wrestling fan, but
yeah.
Mark Maron, you've gone on record saying you didn't really have the time to watch it. And I think when I was listening on my way here today, you on record as calling the president a turd.
Yeah.
I just want to clear something up about the president, okay?
Okay.
The president is steadfast.
Yes.
He's determined.
Yeah.
He's resilient.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I know some people saw Fahrenheit 9/11 and thought that he looked like a deer caught in the headlights.
Yeah.
Upon hearing the news that the second plane hit the World Trade Center.
I don't think any of those undermine turds.
But what I'm saying to you is, okay.
Yeah.
But he was a steadfast deer caught in the headlights.
Okay.
Not just any deer caught in the headlights.
Okay.
A determined deer caught in the headlights.
Did you hear the new Bush ad?
Which one?
This is from his own.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Yeah. But, you know, he does not seem to be ad-libbing there. He very rarely ad-libs.
He seems so focused, dude.
He's focused. Did somebody actually write that for him?
I don't know, man. I don't know how that happened with
let's
the clarity
hope.
That it happened in.
Yeah. Now, Mick Foley, let's start out by talking about the SmackDown Your Vote campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Philadelphia 4 years ago at the Republican convention when The Rock showed up.
Yes.
It was one of the most unbelievable sights I've ever seen at a political gathering, because it was like everybody emptied out of the First Union Center and swept literally into the media booth. Here comes The Rock. There were like 3,000 people also, people I had never seen before. Alan Key showed up to check out The Rock. Now, does this sort of nonpartisan voter registration program, does it have an effect in your judgment? Do people not just register, but do they come out on Election Day?
I think it does have an effect. I mean, there are people who will say that The Rock's appearance at the Republican convention may have swayed some crucial swing voters, especially in Florida where The Rock resides. No, he was on the Democratic, he was at their convention a few weeks later. But you know what? The Democrats didn't make as big a deal about it. He came across as being a Republican. You know, the Republicans sat him with George H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
They made him seem like a big deal. And when he came out, you know, he never said he was a Republican. All he was doing was thanking the Republicans for giving the respect to WWE and, you know, accepting the amount of millions of viewers they have. But he certainly came across as being a Republican. And and I think The Rock has said publicly that he is a Democrat with conservative values, which is kind of what I am. Because, you know, I believe in a lot of Democratic values, but I'm also a gun-loving, a homophobic racist. So I've got the...
Oh, wow.
Got the Republican.
So that's what happened when you fought The Rock the last time.
No, I'm kidding. But Vince McMahon feels very strongly, you know, that the right to vote is our most important right as American citizens. And there are some who say that we swayed people to vote for a Republican, especially, I guess, Jerry Lawler went on a little tirade against... Gore, but I think he was going against Lieberman more so, because Lieberman was aligned with the Parents Television Council, whose only purpose, it seemed, was to try to get SmackDown off the air at that time.
Well, you know, that's the thing that I don't understand, because on the one hand, you have these guys that are relatively conservative people socially, politically, and yet they're involved in an industry that a lot of conservatives take great delight in savaging. How do they reconcile that?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I guess when it comes to, you know, Joe Lieberman has always that's always been one of his purposes, to try to clean up television. Mm-hmm. And I think that what he's guilty of only is not checking out who he was hanging out with and not seeing that, you know, Brent Bozell was like, you know, a pioneer in smear campaigns.
I hate that guy. I can't look at him. I can't stand him. I don't even know who he is. I don't know his whole history. I saw him on TV once and, like, you know, that immediate gut reaction.
Yeah.
The contempt and spite and hate. I hate him.
Well, you know what? While we talk, I'm going to try to find a description that I have that I think that you will you will appreciate.
Most wrestling fans, Democrats, Republicans, what?
That's the thing. They're all over the board, and a lot of them don't vote. And what we're doing, trying to do with the SmackDown Your Vote campaign, is trying to appeal to the young voters, 18 to 30, and let them know their vote does count.
Yeah.
We think that, you know, sometimes their voices are taken for granted or they're not heard.
Right.
And we hope they'll get out there and they'll be heard with their votes, and that each candidate will have to pay, will have to listen. Now, I am voting for John Kerry. You know, my job is not to tell people, hey, vote for John Kerry.
Yeah.
But we got some pretty staunch conservatives out there in WWE who are going on record saying they're voting for Bush.
Okay.
So our deal is to say, hey, I've done some studying, I've looked at the issues, and this is what the choice that's right for me. We're trying to tell voters to make the choice that's right for them.
All we'll take your calls, 866-303-2270, and we'll talk to you when we come back with Mick Foley after this on Air America Radio.
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the Internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. President Bush will be in New York for his official coronation next week at the GOP convention. But campaign aides now say they don't expect a Republican Texan to spend a lot of time there. As campaign aides admit, the president knows he's on the turf of the Democrats, and he does not want to waste time in a place where he's not going to get support. A published report in the weekend New York tabloid said there are some 46,000 registered New York voters who are also registered in the state of Florida. Reports said there's evidence that many of them voted early and often in the 2000 presidential contest. Election officials in both states are now looking into the alleged activity. U.S. military judges rejected the defense motion to bar evidence gained from a key suspect's computer in the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal. The defense had claimed investigators acted improperly in taking material from the laptop. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. Let me introduce you to Heidi. She's just one of over 500,000 people who have literally changed their financial life with my simple, powerful debt elimination system.
I'm a single mom. I thought every dime I had was accounted for. I did not think something like this would ever work for me.
Heidi is talking about the Transforming Debt into Wealth program.
As a single parent, I couldn't believe that I could have my 21-year mortgage paid off in 7 years. It's true. The program works because it uses a simple, decade-proven formula using the money that I already make.
Not only does Heidi continue to use the program, she's now one of our program specialists.
And if I can do it in just a short amount of time, so can anyone. John's made it as easy as possible to understand.
Call now, and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven debt elimination system. Call 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink rich chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I think the parents and also the administrators should support the teachers.
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
O'Connor said that she would only retire during a Republic presidency. Does she and Rehnquist know something that we don't?
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
You are being a little bit too kind about the Ralph Nader. I think he's a total hypocrite.
Air America Radio. We're listening.
We're back. It's Mark Maron. I'm here with Mark Riley. And Mick Foley is our guest. We're your calls at 866-303-2270. Any gay wrestling fans, we'd like to hear from you. Because he said he was homophobic.
I want to clear that up. He's went off the air. I was like, can someone use that as a smear campaign on me now? Instead of Air America, I was a homophobic racist. Meant to be in jest. But yes, we do have gay wrestling fans.
Now, you were the subject of a smear campaign.
That's
so you know a little bit about smears.
Well, I've been through it twice. I've been through a legitimate one that the Parents Television Council waged against us with Brent Bozell. And I found that description, by the way.
Yes.
Now, his dad was a speechwriter for Senator Joe McCarthy. So when you talk about McCarthyism, there's actually something to this. But I said, I am told that he is physically a dead ringer for his father, although unfortunately the vaunted Bozell oratory skills seem to have bypassed the younger Brent. Indeed, Mr. Bozell seems to be engaged in a neck-and-neck struggle with a small soap dish in my shower for charismatic supremacy, and I think the soap dish is winning. So that was the smear. Now, just to show you, this is kind of legitimate, you know, and it really seems more relevant than ever in the wake of the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth campaign, is that this guy, Brent Bozell, his purpose apparently was to frighten sponsors of our SmackDown show to pulling their ads and therefore ultimately
killing
the show. Now, what needs to be said is this was not his first smear campaign. He took part with Floyd Brown. Floyd Brown was the genius who brought you the Willie Horton campaign that derailed Dukakis's political career. He and Floyd Brown got together in 91 and did the commercial that slammed Kennedy, Biden, and Alan Cranston.
The evil genius.
Right.
Evil genius.
Yeah, this is so to kind of humble them before the Thomas Senate confirmation.
Oh, the confirmation hearings.
Right, hearings. And now he went on to do this bit of business with WWE. So I think it is very relevant. But the other smear campaign we spoke of was the one I actually suggested to Vince McMahon. I don't want to blow it for everybody. I don't know how many Air America fans watch our show anyway, but you know, I had seen politics taking so much from wrestling in that crossfire is essentially wrestling interviews done with political. I mean, let's face it.
You're right.
And it was 4 years ago they debuted like the big screen behind you know at the Democratic convention, which was the Titantron. And even when President Clinton appeared, it was like they had the low angle appearance shot. We're like, that's our SmackDown appearance shot. So I figured if they were borrowing from us, we would borrow from them. So when I came in and told Vince McMahon I want to be the first wrestler to ever chicken out of a match, it had never been done. Mm-hmm. You know, in a kind of a tough guy culture like ours, you just don't back away from a fight. And Vince was like, like, you know, I'm not sure that's possible. And Vince, it'll be great. Then what Randy will do is he'll air a bunch of political smear ads on me. He's like, smear ads? And I said, well, just, I gave him one line. I said, Mick Foley claims to be the hardcore legend. But is he really? And Vince started laughing. He wrote it down, and sure enough, these ads started airing. And far from being hurt by them, I was sitting at home like, yeah, that's very, very slandering.
Yeah.
And I think we have I think this is the third or fourth one. They got progressively more antagonistic, and I think this is the most antagonistic of the four.
Let's hear it.
What is the truth about Mick Foley? He claimed to be a fearless superstar and called himself the hardcore legend. All false. False. Fact. Mick Foley is a gutless coward. A coward who would rather walk away than fight. Fact. Legend. Mick Foley is a scared little girl, too afraid to face up Legend. Fact, Mick Foley is an absolute joke. A joke who knows it's obvious he can no longer cut it in the wrestling ring. When you look at the facts, it becomes clear. Mick Foley is nothing but a pathetic little bitch. Here's the face of a fearless superstar, a noble role model, and the true hardcore legend, Randy Orton, a true legend for our time. The proceeding has been paid for by the friends and supporters of Randy Orton.
Look what wrestling has done to our culture. That's your fault. That's what it is. You know, and that's the interesting thing is that, like, the way these things work is not unlike wrestling. It creates a show,
sure.
creates an electricity.
Sure.
And when Kerry puts out his ad, which is telling the truth, which is like, why are we even talking about this when the economy is tanking,
right.
when this guy is not responsible as a president, that people are sort of like, well, where's the zip? I mean, I was saying it. It's
yeah.
not so much that we're being critical of Kerry, but you have a certain expectation because of the cultural amplification of what these things should be and the sort of... you know, the competitive element it should generate.
Whoever wrote that should probably work for Kerry.
Yeah, did you hear? We've got a Swift boat ad. Did you hear the?
I heard the Swift. It's not enough. I mean,
but the other one.
Let me hear
the new one. Yeah.
You know ours.
Ours.
If you have any question about what John Kerry's made up, just spend 3 minutes with the men who served with him.
John Kerry.
He bad.
John Kerry bad.
I don't like him.
John Kerry bad.
John Kerry loses.
You don't like John Kerry.
He not good.
John Kerry's my poop.
John Kerry not good.
Kerry no good.
Bad.
I don't like John Kerry.
John Kerry took my shoe.
Swift Book Veterans for Truth is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Okay, we'll take your call. Stay on the phone. We'll be back with Mick Foley in a minute.
I know firsthand what it's like to be a kid when your dad dies with no life insurance. So when I started my own family, I knew how important it was. So I called AccuQuote at 800-900-5818. They found me life insurance from a top-rated company, and they saved me a fortune.
This is Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. Since 1986, we've helped tens of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. A 50-year-old, less than $50 a month. 20 and 30-year plans are also available. And ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. So if you're thinking about life insurance or want to know if you're paying too much, write down this number and call 800-900-5818 and start saving money right now. Or visit us at AccuQuote.com. That's 800-900-5818. 800-900-5818. Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Wow, that rocks. 866-303-2270. We got Mick Foley. He wants to talk to you.
That's right.
But right now, it's time to take a look at the Presidential Daily Briefing, that highly classified, top-secret document that crosses George W. Bush's desk every morning. Today's PDB from the intelligence community is entitled, Al-Qaeda Recruiting in Latin America. ¡Ay, caramba! Mr. President, it has come to our attention that Al-Qaeda might be recruiting in Latin America. That's south of here. It's where cocaine comes from. Does that jog your memory? The downside of Al-Qaeda recruiting there is considerable. Drugs, guns, poverty, and anti-Americanism is a dangerous mixture. And worst of all, in Latin America. They're all Catholic, just like John Kerry. You may not be aware of this, but there are already millions of Latinos living in this country. And if we start interrogating all of them, we're going to need a prison the size of Nevada. On the upside, any attempts by Al-Qaeda to steal foot soldiers from drug kingpins would be met with so much gunfire, you're able to hear it from the Rose Garden. A drug kingpin versus Al-Qaeda war would be a dream scenario for us. We get to watch from the sidelines as our two bitter enemies blast each other into the Stone Age. When the smoke clears, we still take a cut of the drug profits from whoever's left. So basically, business as usual. Go back to your nap. Respectfully, Office of Homeland Security. All right, let's take a call here. You want to?
Yeah!
Bert in New Jersey. How are you, buddy?
What's up, Bert?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Great to hear Mick Foley on Hair America, as well as the two of you. Always have loved your stuff. Mark Maron claims to not be a big wrestling fan, but if anybody is familiar with his earlier material, he had a bit about the second coming of Jesus Christ is definitely lifted off a Hulk Hogan promo.
The second coming world tour. Speaking of beers brings you the King of Kings.
Now, speaking of promo and political relevance, I can't prove this, but I think we are somehow to blame for this current mess, because I believe, honestly, and I've told Stone Cold this, that somewhere around 1998, then-Governor George Bush was watching Raw, and let's face it, you know he watched the show.
He watched it, absolutely.
He took a look at Stone Cold Steve Austin and said, that's who I'm going to be. Because that's really when the swagger came on. It's my feeling if Vince hadn't copyrighted the Texas Rattlesnake, he'd be referring to himself as that by now.
The Texas Rattlesnake.
So maybe Kerry should just start calling himself the War Hero.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know, they used to have...
Kind of wearing fatigues.
Yeah, they used to have... Well, Sergeant Slaughter,
of course, was part of the patriotic storyline back in the day. Sergeant Slaughter was one of the big wrestlers in the old WWF. And you know, people sometimes argue, Mick Foley, that a lot of the storylines do have a tendency to be overly nationalistic. They tend to focus on the USA, tend to make fun of, you know, and they, you know, you bring Canadian wrestlers in, they make fun of the USA, they become objects of
hate. Right,
yeah.
We had the French wrestlers, or French Canadians, posing as French wrestlers, and we made fun of them. It's, you know what, I mean, even like the gay bashing, and I'll admit, I've done it. You know, it's an easy score. It's you know, Kurt Angle coming out and criticizing me and saying, hey, you know, I don't even know how your wife stands you. I was married to you. I said, hey, what did you say?
Yeah.
Did you say if you were married to me, Kurt? And he's like, no. Do you think about snuggling up to me? You know, that type of thing is easy. Mm-hmm. Whereas doing an angle involving health care, you know what I mean, is not thing in the world to do.
You know what's interesting is that there's probably plenty of gay men out there that are just watching this going, oh, they're so gay.
But did you know, we had two guys posing as gay wrestlers, Billy and Chuck, who actually apparently were becoming like positive gay role models. And they were doing cool stuff where they like be stretching each other's hamstrings out in a kind of suggestive way.
Uh-oh.
And clever things where like one guy would, they'd walk in and the other guy would be, you know, he'd be bending over, touching his, stretching his hamstrings. And he'd be like, oh, I'm just so sore, all that marching we did this weekend. And then you'd have to kind of think and find out, was there a gay march? And when you found out there was, you'd be like, all right, that's pretty clever. That's really a...
What about Dustin Rhodes? Dustin Rhodes has gone on to this Gold Dust character. He's really played a flaming homosexual for a while. First of all, is he gay?
No.
He's not gay.
No.
He was married to a woman that, what was her
Terry
name?
Runnels.
Terry Runnels, yes. Now, he is the son of Dusty Rhodes.
Yes.
The legitimate son.
The legitimate son.
Biological son.
That's right. Fight.
This is just digressing to Mark Riley. Hey, what about that guy? You know, getting all the info he needs. Like,
oh, yeah.
Conversation.
Yeah. No, well, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have let it go.
Well,
when I was
great.
Breaking in, you know, this guy, and this is 1986, you know, and it's my first, one of my first couple matches, a guy in West Virginia, one of the Moondogs says,
okay.
You know, there's a SAG in the dressing room. And I said, really? Who? And he said, kiss me and I'll tell you.
Yeah. So go ahead and ask him about the 30-foot.
The drop. I mean, it's got to be a question that you always get asked.
It's the only question I get asked. You know, I try, because of this author thing, I try to talk to some, you know, schools. And I'm trying to hook up with Tim Bishop, who's my local congressman. We're trying to do a literacy campaign, especially geared around this children's book I have coming out. This is just a prototype of the children's book. And he seems very interested. And I go out there and I really try to tell kids, especially in the tougher school districts, about the importance of reading, staying in school, and the importance of not bullying. And no matter how heartfelt the talk is, when I say, are there any questions? Say 100 kids raise their hands. I'll then go, by the way, it did hurt when the Undertaker threw me off the cell. 98 hands go down. Like, it doesn't matter what I've done before or what I will ever do again. I will always be the guy that got, I didn't jump off. I got thrown off.
All right, let's take a call from Joe in Florida. Joe, how are you?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
First of all, I love the morning tradition. Love Air America.
Thanks.
And Mick Foley, I am a gay wrestling fan, so you've got one on the line with you.
Thank
now.
You.
All
right.
To send that comment you made. But you know what? We don't have the hots for that Chuck and Billy thing. We have the hots now for Randy Orton.
Randy, yeah. Well, yeah, Randy's he's a very, very handsome guy, appeals to people of all genders. We encourage that. I know Stone Cold apparently had a big following in the gay community, which, you know, I was like, well, what about me? Like,
yeah.
I don't have, you know what, no one has really seen me in that way from either gender, females or guys. They like me, but there's not a whole lot of lust filling the air when I get out there in the ring.
You got a question, Joe?
Yeah, I do, actually. Well, you know, Jesse the Body ran for governor, and he made governor. Are we ever going to see Foley as president? Foley as something? You're going the political route. You're helping out with, you know, the right to vote. Come on now. Something's going to be done.
Well, you know what?
Thanks for your call, Jeff.
I'm trying to, you know, speak out in certain ways for the disenfranchised and trying to talk about literacy. And, for example, this children's book I have coming out, I'm donating my proceeds to build an early education center in the Philippines. And,
what's the name of the book?
It's called Tales from Rescue Lane, and it's a children's book based on the WWE characters as little kids all living on the same block. You can look through it as we talk.
Okay.
It's really good, and I've been through such a struggle with this in that I wrote it several years ago. It didn't look like it would be published because it used copyrighted WWE characters. Believe it or not, I had a falling out with the company. Some people how could you possibly not get along with Vince McMahon all the time? But it does happen occasionally, but I'm back. And one of the first things I said to Vince was that there was no reason we shouldn't put this out. And so there's not a whole lot of money involved. To be honest, it was a lot of money. I probably would have kept some
right.
of it. But I thought, you know what, I can get out there, and I understand that, you know, you might lose fans by A, showing up on a show like this and saying, hey, I'm pushing for Kerry, I'm not happy with the direction the country's heading. You might lose fans by saying, hey, you know, leave your, you know, political beliefs and helping out kids overseas aside. But I'm 39, I have four kids, and I'm hoping that, you know, I entertain people for 17, 18 years in the ring. And I'm hoping in some way that I can, you know, shed some light on some situations that need light shed on it. But,
terrific.
As far as politics, it's something I might consider. You know, I don't think I would ever try anything above and beyond Congress. And right now we've got a great congressman in my district, so it's something.
Jim
maybe,
Bishop.
Yeah, maybe something off in the future.
Great. So we're going to take a look at this children's book on the break. When we come back, we're going to talk exactly about what SmackDown the Vote is doing right now with Mick Foley. So stay tuned on Air America Radio.
Welfare rolls in Canada have shrunk by more than 1 million recipients since 1994, with the most drastic decrease being single mothers. While nearly half of the single mothers received social assistance in 1995, the rate had declined to almost one-third by 2000. The study's authors say Canada's strengthening economy and tighter welfare rules are most likely responsible for the decline. This has been a Wendell Bob Report. I'm Jesse Russell.
The Stab Bob Report, brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the Union for the Information Age.
Stop whining. That's what head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Tom Donahue, told workers who just lost their high-tech jobs to overseas outsourcing. Analysts say millions of more jobs could be lost in the next few years. That's why we, the Communications Workers of America, are doing something about it. We're fighting to end tax breaks that ship our jobs overseas. We're helping tech workers organize. Learn more at techsunite.org, because America's future is on the line. A message from the Communications Workers of America.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution begins on August 24th when Artemis Records will release the all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle. The revolution starts now. The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can pre-order the CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss The Revolution. Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records will be on sale August 24th, but you can listen and order it today at www.airamericaradio.com.
Revolution starts now.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month, so listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Here we go, coming in for landing here on Morning Sedition. I'm Mark Maron with Mark Riley. Mick Foley is in the studio. That's from Mike Doty. Our show. Is that from what? No, it can't be on our show. He has a whole band with him. I'm such a stupid. Like, he made that right here with the band that I didn't see. So tell us about Smack. Oh, by the way, there was just an exchange of gifts here.
Yeah.
That, like, I almost cried. Mick Foley gave Riley
Mankind doll.
And what did you say? He says, I'm going to put it up next to my picture of me and Mandela. That's beautiful.
Yeah, man.
So what is Smack Down Your Vote and what is it doing?
Well, we're hoping it's registering some voters who had not previously done so. And we think that the young voters who register might possibly make the difference in this election.
I think you're right. I think it's a matter of getting people out there.
I'm going to try to make people, especially the people not doing so well economically, realize that, they are disproportionately represented when it comes to going to the polls. The less money a person makes, the less likely they are to go to the polls.
Absolutely.
When they are the people that stand out, they have the most to gain. So I have this children's book coming out. Just coincidentally, I'm going to be promoting it in Ohio. So I'm going to try to make it a point, to get out there on the radio and try to encourage, some of the people out there to get out to the polls. And we'll have other people who feel strongly about President Bush doing their thing at the convention this week. And so we feel it is a bipartisan effort. 4 years ago, the guys came out and they kept mum on who they were voting for. But we felt like it didn't come across as being as heartfelt. But our feeling is if our fans can look at the show and realize that voting matters to the people they like and watch on TV, that they might realize it matters to them, too.
And it's interesting about a lot of those people you're talking about, the disenfranchised and the people of lower economic statuses, a lot of them who are voting Republican in some areas because of their religious affiliations and their moral stance on things, and they're willing to dismiss the truth that they are completely, hurt by Republican policy.
I have this conversation in my mind where this Yeah, there was this father is putting his son to bed, and we have 40 million people living below the poverty line,
right?
30 million other people that low wage labor is failing right around the poverty line. And I figure this kid's putting is being put to bed by his father. He's like, "Daddy, I'm hungry." There's no excuse for going to bed hungry in the land of plenty. And the
right.
father turns to him and says, "Hey, that may be, but at least those two gay people you'll never meet in a city you'll never be in can't get married." It just seems like our priorities are out of order.
And, yeah. And that's the way the Republicans are playing this thing. They keep pushing these wedge issues so those guys will, you know, keep thinking like that. It's a disaster. Thanks for being with us, McFoley.
We really appreciate it, man. And thank you so much for the Mankind doll.
Wait, it's not a doll. It's an action figure.
Action figure. Okay.
Whoa.
Well, I got a daughter who's seven. So to her, it's going to be a doll.
Something's going to happen right here. He's going to pin you on the floor.
No,
here's our liberal agenda from the Streisand compound. Get your pens and your notebooks. Here are your marching orders for today. 1, checklist for Republican convention. Latex pig mask. 5 different T-shirts with disparaging wordplays on the name Bush and trail mix. 2, stop using insensitive nicknames Alien and Predator. Start using their given names, Samantha and Trey. 3, scrutinize Olympic ads for possible subliminal Bush messages. And 4, lobby to make one of the presidential debates a poetry slam. There you go. 5, phrase of the day, just drop it into conversation. Go up to the most liberal person you know and say, quote, "That's fine. I'll defeat Bush by myself. You relax. Don't trouble yourself. It's only the future of our country," end quote. Why aren't they talking about the issues? We're fighting for our lives here.
Mick, thanks a million, man.
Thank you, man. It's great meeting you. I'm going to watch wrestling from here on out.
There you go. What, tonight at night? Anyway, coming up on tomorrow's morning's edition, author Tom Hartman joins us to talk about Bush supporters, and the reptilian brain. That's tomorrow's morning's edition here on Air America Radio. Good first day back, Maren.
Yeah, you too, Riley. See ya.